Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstetter pregame show. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Hastings College basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. On the road with the Broncos today as we're playing in Seward against the Concordia Bulldogs. Another women's men's basketball doubleheader. Women's game up first as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstetter. And coach, maybe a very important ball game for us early in the season just to keep pace with Concordia.
Yeah, you know, all of them, obviously, when you get into the GPAC are important, and they're all big games, you know, and they're playing really well right now. And you know, we've played well at times and had a little setback at Morningside the other day. So it's important for us to play well today.
A lot of outside factors. You had the short turnaround coming off of the loss the other night to Sioux City. And now the Thanksgiving break, not a lot of students going to be in the gymnasium tonight. So a lot of outside factors may contribute to this game tonight.
Yeah, you know, we're not big on excuses. And, you know, we've had a couple days of rest. And you know, I think our kids are responding well to you know, a little adversity. And it'll be important tonight to just play hard, you know, and to get on the floor and play with effort and you know, those outside factors, you can either use them as excuses or forget about them and you know, take care of the things that you can control. And that's something that we talk about a lot is just trying to control the things that we can. And that's what we'll try to do tonight.
Not a very good outing the last time up in Morningside. What happened up there?
Well, you know, a couple of things. First of all, I thought we turned the ball over way too much. Obviously, when you have 30-plus turnovers, you're not taking care of the ball the way that you need to. And obviously, when you turn it over in the backcourt especially, it gives the opponent easy transition opportunities. And so that was the first thing. And then secondly, I really felt like we you know, obviously the numbers prove that we didn't shoot the ball well. And I thought that we settled for some shots that we maybe needed to work a little bit longer to get a shot in the paint where we were dominating. And that's just a, you know, something that you've got to work through and learn from. But we've got to be able to put the ball in the hole at some point. And some of our kids, you know, they do a great job of getting to the foul line and drawing fouls in the paint. And so, you know, we need to, when we're struggling from the field, especially from the three-point line, we need to find ways to get shots where we're either going to get to the free throw line or be able to finish in the paint.
I'd be surprised that we did not handle the Morningside pressure very well at all. I didn't get the feeling that you were too concerned about the Morningside pressure when we talked to you before the ball game. Were you surprised that we didn't handle that very well?
I think we played a little scared, and I wasn't anticipating our kids to play scared. You know, we've seen it a lot, and you know, but we did have a couple of new kids in the point guard position, and just some new kids that just haven't flat out seen it. You know, the pressure from Morningside, it's different. It's a little bit different than anything else we see. It's, you know, handling the pressure is you can't be scared of presses. You gotta attack it, and you gotta be sure of what you're doing, and you gotta make quick decisions, and you can't, you know, you can't backpedal out of them. You just got to go with it. And you know, so we've discussed that a little bit, that we need to be a little bit more assertive in what we do in the full court.
The shooting woes, hopefully it will turn around, but that's just something you just got to try to shoot yourself out of, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, and like I said, you know, we can help with that by just our shot selection, making sure that, you know, we're being patient and working for the shots that we want rather than shots that the other team's given us. And there's a big difference between taking shots that you really want to take and taking shots that the other team's allowing you to take. And so, and then that's just effort, you know, and making sure that we're executing our sets and executing our motion and making sure that we're setting good screens and making hard cuts and just being really fundamentally solid.
Morningside shot about 50% from the floor, but again, a lot of those were on forced turnovers. Were you happy with the defensive effort the other night?
For the most part, you know, I thought at times we played defense really well, and we were playing tendencies, and a couple of their kids hit shots that they haven't been hitting, which, you know, that happens. But for the most part, I thought we did okay. I think our biggest woe right now defensively is our lack of communication. You know, we're making errors just in communicating screens and communicating switches and communicating, you know, what exactly we're trying to do defensively. And, you know, when you don't communicate, then everything turns into an emergency and then you make mistakes.
Is that something just popped up now since we got to the conference season, or did you see that coming on?
You know, that's something that kind of develops over time. It's one of those things that maybe, you know, kids don't value until they see how important it is, until somebody really exposes, you know, that as a weakness of a team. And so I think our team, definitely their eyes were opened, you know, to the fact that, you know, communication is really, really important in what you do defensively. It eliminates mistakes and it lets you make adjustments and you know, be able to cover things up when maybe something doesn't go exactly how you think it might. And so it's going to be a huge part of you know, whether or not we can kind of get out of this little funk is whether or not we decide we can communicate consistently.
Once you hop into the conference season, teams do expose maybe some problems that you didn't see maybe in the first five or six games of the non-conference season.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, you as much as a coach, you don't want your kids to become complacent. You know, when you're playing early games and you know, you're not having to pay attention to all those details all the time and you're still winning, you know, sometimes your kids forget that, you know, that those things are really important. And so we as a team just need to, you know, that you can learn a lot from a loss and you can grow from it if you figure out what didn't we do well and then adjust. And so, you know, we've been talking a lot about that I think our kids are ready and they'll bounce back.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Concordia as our pregame show continues after this.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. For now.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Kerry Hofstetter. Hastings on the road tonight playing in Concordia against the Bulldogs, a team that is preseason ranked number 5, coach. And hey, you look up and down their roster, this is the same group as we had basically last year.
Yeah, you know, they've got a lot of really good players. They're in the top of their, you know, their lineup, four of their top 5 kids are scoring in high double figures. So it's going to be a challenge for our kids. And you know, but honestly, these are the kind of games you want to play. You want to play these early in the season to figure out, you know, what are your weaknesses and what are the things that great teams can expose. And I think it's great to be challenged, you know, and to force us to continue to get better and be where we need to be, you know, down the road. We need games like this, and our kids, you know, should really look forward to and be excited about them.
This is another team that's going to put a lot of pressure on us defensively. How does the Concordia defense differ from what we saw the other day at Morningside?
Well, they're man-to-man, you know, and they run and jump in full court, and it's something that we're obviously familiar with. It was a huge part of our program, you know, in the past, and so it's something you're familiar with, but it's hard to predict because, you know, it's reads. It's not a set system of this is where a jump's going to come from. And so different in that it's man-to-man defense and it's not a zone. And so, but it's definitely something you got to prepare for and you got to attack and you can't play scared. And so, you know, all those, the same mentality and approach has to be here today, you know, in the same way when you play Morningside.
Because we had so much trouble with it the other day, you got to be concerned entering this ball game. Like I said, a quick turnaround, not a whole lot of time to prepare for this.
Yeah, you know, that's obviously what we've really been talking about and working on the last couple of days. And again, it's more about the mentality and the reads that you make and just really wanting to attack it if you play scared. And, you know, it's a press that you're going to turn it over once in a while. We need to limit, you know, those turnovers, and we need to make sure that they're not turnovers that turn into easy opportunities for the defense.
As we take a look at Concordia, like we said, a lot of the top players from a year ago are here. Do they play the same way?
Yeah, you know, they're really aggressive, and you know, the way the refs have been calling the game has changed a little bit, but they're still really aggressive. They're still going to jump out in passing lanes and try to make plays on passes, and they're still going to try to rely quite a bit on their defense to create offense for them, and yet they're really good in the half court. You know, they got a couple kids that can really make plays off of ball screens and just great shooters, so we're going to have our work cut out for us defensively. And we're also going to have to, you know, really lock in and be able to break the press consistently.
We have an advantage somewhere in this game?
Well, I think inside we do. You know, they struggled with Garden Wall last year. They're going to probably bring a double team, and so we're going to have to obviously be ready to make adjustments and put people in situations where, you know, we can take advantage of the double teams.
Bailey Morris back out there again. She burned us a year ago. Anxious to play against her again?
Yeah, you know, it's always fun to play against her. She's a good kid, and she's a really good player. And, you know, she's been able to hurt us in some different areas. So, you know, we'll try to really focus in on those things and try to take some options away. But definitely always a challenge and always a good time.
New game plan on her this year?
A little bit. Yeah, you'll see a little bit of different coverage with a couple of things. So, ball screens in particular. So we'll guard those a little bit differently.
Okay, Collector.
Thanks.
Gary Hofstetter, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings and Concordia tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Gary Hofstetter pregame show. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. For the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels downtown Hastings and downtown Kearney.
Hastings College play-by-play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We are in Seward. Hastings College getting set to take on the Concordia Bulldogs here tonight. It's a women's-men's basketball doubleheader. For the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS, about an 8 o'clock starting time tonight. Hastings College women's basketball team 6-2 in the season, 1-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Concordia coming in a mark of 6 wins and 1 loss. They are 2-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Right now, the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. So the playing of the national anthem here tonight, basketball in 1230 KHS. We mentioned Concordia. They come in 6-1 on a season, 2-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They were preseason ranked number 5 in the NAIA Division II polls this year. Their only loss was back there at the beginning of November to Jamestown of North Dakota. Hastings College, of course, coming off with their loss the other day to Morningside, a game they did not play very well on Saturday. Lost that game by a score of 76-49. Hastings had 31 turnovers in that ball game against the Mustangs. Starting lineups tonight brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings College will go with Cammy Bruckman tonight, 5'9", a senior out of Silver Lake. Bruckman is averaging 15 points per ball game for Hastings. Abby Jackson, 5'6", a junior out of Hastings St. Cecilia, averaging 6 points per game. Jamie Van Kirk, a 5'9", inch junior out of Sutton. Van Kirk is averaging 15 points per game. Laurel Zwiener is a 6'4", inch senior out of Pleasanton, Nebraska. She is averaging right now at 12.9 points per ball game. And Frankie Peterson, 5'9", a senior out of Cambridge. Peterson is averaging 5 points per ball game. For Concordia, under head coach Drew Olson, now in his 8th year, a former Hastings College student there. Olson now the head man at Concordia. Bailey Morris, 5'4", a junior out of Sandy Creek. Morris is averaging 14 points per ball game. Tracy Pites, a 5'10", is junior out of Hartington Cedar Catholic, averaging 15.9. Kristen Conahan, a 5'5", and senior out of Millard North. Conahan is averaging 18.5 points per game. Becky Mueller is a 5'10" freshman out of Elkhorn. Mueller is averaging 7 points per ball game. And then Brittany Bertel, 6-foot senior out of Madison, averaging 2.9 points per ball game. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings. 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Broncos shooting to our basket to our right. They control the opening tip. There's a long-range jumper put up there by Peterson. It's going to be no good. And the ball dances off of the top of the basket there on his support arm. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Concordia basketball. Just underway in Seward tonight with Bronco basketball and 1230 KHIS. Again, the students are gone for the Thanksgiving holiday break, so not much of a crowd here on hand. There's a shot inside. It's going to be no good. Shot taken there by Tracy Pines, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Broncos runner back the other way. Here's Frankie Peterson, brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Who's over here on the right side? That's a Van Kirk with the ball. Now to Breckman inside to Zwiener. Spins, puts it up there. Shot no good, and she draws a personal foul. So Laurel Zwiener gets the feed inside, and she is fouled into play here. It's going to go on Becky Mueller of Concordia. That's going to be her first foul, first team foul on the Bulldogs there in the first half of play. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Laurel Zwiener, averaging 12.9 points per ball game. Her shot is up there is good. Zwiener is a good foul shooter, hitting 87% from the free throw line coming in here. She's 29 out of 33 coming into this ball game tonight. Hastings is a team hitting 76% of the free throws. Next shot is up there. It is good, and Hastings College has the early 2-0 lead here over Concordia. Bulldogs come back. Here's Bailey Morris, the former Sandy Creek Cougar out there. Brings the ball onto a Becky Mueller. Moves it back to Morris now on the wing on the right side. They work it around the arc. Here's a Bertel with the ball. The Morris feeds it inside. The ball chipped away. It's picked up down there by Tracy Pines. She gets it back out to Bailey Morris. Morris on the wing. Back out to Kristen Conahan. Conahan now to Bertel. Moves it over to Bailey Morris. The ball stripped away. Stripped away there by Abby Jackson. Jackson on the steal. Dribbles down the floor. And her shot is up and in. Abby Jackson gets the steal. He takes that one away from Bailey Morris and goes the rest of the way and scores, and the Broncos have a 4-0 lead. Concordia turnover, they average 16 per ballgame. That's their first here in this ballgame. Hastings College with the early lead here. Christian Conahan with a ball. Conahan comes over here to a Becky Mueller. Free throw line extended left side. They feed it back inside to Pites. She grabs the ball, kicks it back out to Bertel. Her shot for three is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Outlet pass to the far sideline to Abby Jackson. Jackson cuts it for the hole. Bounce pass is deflected out of bounds by Morris. So Hastings College with the early lead here over the fifth-ranked team in the country, Concordia. 4-0 is the score. Hastings will play things in baseline left side underneath their own basket. Just underway here in Seward tonight at the Walls Arena, the Dog Pound. Here's an inbounds pass. They get it to Van Kirk. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Morris. Bailey Morris on the dribble down the right sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Bounce pass inside. It's going to be tipped and intercepted. Second turnover on Concordia. Frankie Peterson with the ball for the Broncos. Peterson gets it now to Abby Jackson, looking to penetrate. Lose it to the top of the key. Now to Van Kirk. She slides it toward the hole. The shot's going to be knocked out of her hands. Ball's going to be picked up here by Tracy Pites. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Conahan. Conahan will hold up now for Concordia. Now drives it to the hole. Her scoop shot is up there and in. Nice shot there by Kristen Conahan for Concordia. And the Bulldogs are on the scoreboard now. 4-2 is the score. Hastings has the lead. Abby Jackson back in the offensive zone. Comes out here to Cammy Breckman. Over to Van Kirk. Van Kirk holds it. Now to Peterson. Wide open at the top of the key. Takes the three and hits it. They left her wide open at the top of the key. Frankie Peterson cans the three-pointer. Hastings College goes out on top early in this ballgame. 7-2 is the score. 17-17 to play here in the first. Seward tonight. There's a Becky Mueller with the ball. Mueller comes over here to Conahan. Now back out to a Bailey Morris. There's Burchell still beyond the three-point circle. Now to Conahan. Conahan behind the screen. Takes it to the right wing. Now dribbles it toward the goal. Her scoop shot is up there. It's no good. She gets her own rebound. And a foul is going to be called. Personal foul here will go on Breckman of Hastings. That's going to be her first foul. First team foul on the Broncos here in the first half of play. Into the ball game now for Concordia, Jessica Pearson. Pearson comes in. Also coming in will be Kelly Heiser. Pearson is averaging 15 points per ball game. Heiser is averaging 5 points per game. 7-2. Hastings College has the early 5-point advantage. Inbounds pass comes to Heiser on the baseline. Heiser is going to be called for the steps. Good defense there by Van Kirk. So a traveling violation on Concordia. Hastings College will come back the other direction. 16-14. The play here in the first half. Hastings College is out on top of Concordia tonight by a score of 7-2. Women's college basketball, the men's game coming up next. Another men's basketball doubleheader tonight for you here on 1230 KHAS. Broncos have the ball. Van Kirk comes out to Abby Jackson, top of the key, brings it back to Peterson. Free throw line extended left side, dribbles inside the free throw circle, dumps it down low to Breckman, shot is up there and in. Cammy Breckman scores just to the right of the goal there for Hastings, and the Broncos have an early 9-2 advantage. Hastings out on top. Heiser has got the ball. Heiser back out here to Jessica Pearson. Moves it over to Bailey Morris. The ball tipped away by Jackson. Morris gets away. Dribbles inside. Puts up a 10-footer. Shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk. Van Kirk has got the ball for Hastings. Outlet pass comes to the 10-second line. That's a Peterson with the ball down the right sideline. And a foul is going to be called. Personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Concordia. It's going to go on Tracy Pites. That's going to be your first foul. Drew Olson wanted a shove off there by Peterson, and Frankie might have got away with one right there, right in front of the Concordia bench. 16:09 to play here in the first half. 9-2 is the score. Hastings College out on top of Concordia here tonight. The Broncos will inbound right in front of the Bulldogs bench. Abby Jackson down here to play things in. Jackson will trigger things in for the Broncos. Gets it into Van Kirk. Van Kirk out here in three-point territory behind a Peterson screen. Can't put up a shot. Gives the ball away to Frankie. Back to Van Kirk. A couple of feet beyond the three-point arc. They lob it inside to Zwiener. Zwiener scores around to the bucket. Comes out to Peterson. Same spot. Three-pointer. She hits another one. Frankie Peterson knocks down another tray from the same spot at the top of the key. And now Drew Olson wants to call a timeout. Hastings College has jumped out to an early 10-point lead. 15 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 12, Concordia 2.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
Frankie Peterson had been 1 of 8 on three-pointers coming into the basketball game here tonight. She has hit two big threes in the first half of play, and Hastings is out to a 12-2 lead over the preseason number 5 ranked team, the Concordia Bulldogs. 12-2 is the score as Concordia comes back the other way. Kristen Conahan with the ball. Cross-court pass goes to Heiser. She throws up a three, and she banks one home. Kelsey Heiser, who was hitting 9% of her three-point tries coming into this ball game, banks in her first three-point attempt from the right side as she banks it in off of the glass. Hastings going right to work with Zwiener. Her shot is up and in. Laurel Zwiener gets the field goal, so it's 14-5 now. Hastings College is got the lead over Concordia. As the Bulldogs come back on the dribble now, Conahan trying to drive it to the hole, and a foul is going to be called here. A foul will go on Jackson of Hastings. Abby picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number two on the Broncos. This will be a shooting situation as Kristen Conahan will go to the free throw line for Concordia. She is 17 out of 17 on free throws this year, averaging 18.5 points per ball game. Make it 18 for 18 as that one goes down through the hole. And the ball game now is going to be Morris for Concordia. Going out will be Tracy Pites. 14-6, Hastings College in the lead. Concordia with just one loss this year. That was a non-conference loss. Now here's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be no good, but we had some folks in the lane too soon there. In fact, the whole left side of the lane was at the lane too soon that time, including two Broncos and Jessica Pearson stepping in the line too soon there. Now the officials will confer Bronco basketball for you tonight. You're on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. 14-6 is the score. And two Broncos, Jackson and Peterson, were in the lane before the shot. Jessica Pearson also stepped in there, so they're going to give Kristen Conahan another free throw here. Her shot is up there, and that one's going to be good. So now it's a 14-7 ball game. Hastings College has the lead. Here comes Abby. Nope, it's going to be, Abby Jackson with the ball. She stays in there for Hastings. Cammie Breckman down in the corner, down to Van Kirk. Back out to Breckman. Here's Jackson again. Jackson on the wing on the right side, takes it down to the baseline. Concordia's in his zone defense now. There's a hook shot by Sweeter. No good. Rebound Breckman. Shot no good, but she's fouling the play. Fouling the play here. And a personal foul is going to be whistled on Jessica Pearson of Concordia. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to send Breckman to the free throw line. And again, Drew Olson is arguing that call down here for the Bulldogs. It's early for that. Cammie Breckman going to the free throw line, and her shot is up there and in. Brockman is 71% foul shooter in the season. She has hit 30 out of 42 from the foul line this year as she cans her first free throw attempt. Here comes Sierra Williamson into the ball game now for Hastings College, replacing Zwiener. So Williamson is in there now, a 6-foot junior out of Broomfield, Colorado. Next free throw is up there. It is good by Cammie Breckman. She's got 4 points in the ball game, and Hastings College is out to a 16-7 lead here with the Bulldogs. With 14 minutes and 50 seconds to play, Concordia goes down low, and it's right off of the fingertips of Pearson out of bounds. Turnover number 4 already on Concordia here in the basketball game. Hastings comes back the other direction. Into the contest now for Concordia is going to be Tracy Pites. Pites is going to come in. Here comes Jessica Pearson. Nope, it's going to be Brittany Bertel coming out of the ball game now for the Bulldogs. Hastings out to an early lead here in women's college basketball. 16-7 is the score. Abby Jackson with it here in backcourt. Concordia attacking back here. Tracy Pites picking her up. There's a pass back to the center of the floor to Van Kirk. Races it into the offensive zone. They get it to Breckman. She angles toward the hooper. Shot is up there. It's good. Cammie Breckman found a seam with the defense and took it right to the hole. Breckman now with 6 points in the ballgame. Hastings leading by a score of 18-7. 14:25 to play here in the first half in the Walls Arena in Seward tonight. There's a pass out on top to Conahan. Conahan working against Jackson as Hastings is in the man-to-man defense. Heiser has got it down to Bailey Morris. They lob it inside to Pearson. Grabs it, shoots it, and scores it. Jessica Pearson scores there on the assist from Bailey Morris. 18-9 is the score now. Hastings College the lead. Van Kirk running back the other way. Bounce pass is going to be behind Sierra Williamson out of bounds. First turnover on Hastings. Broncos had 31 turnovers in the ball game on Saturday against Morningside. And Hastings lost that ball game up in Sioux City on Saturday by a score of 76-49. Coupled with the 31 turnovers, Hastings only shot 30% from the field and only 15% from three-point range. They've got a 9-point lead here. Here's Bailey Morris. Their shot is up and in. Bailey Morris scores, and now Concordia is back within 7 points here at 18-11. Concordia has scored the last four. Here's Cammie Breckman with it on the left side of the lane. Comes out to Abby Jackson. Two-handed pass goes inside to Williamson. Out to Peterson. Three-pointer. That one won't go. And the rebound comes down here to Jessica Pearson. Pearson to Morris. Long pass down the floor. Grabbing the ball as Heiser. Shot is up there. No good. She goes tumbling out of bounds and a foul is called. Kelsey Heiser on the break there for Concordia. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Jackson of Hastings. That's Abby's second personal foul. That's going to send Kelsey Heiser to the free throw line for Concordia. She's a 68% foul shooter in the season. She's 13 out of 19 from the free throw line for the Dogs. He's hit a three-pointer so far in this ball game, and her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Heiser will get one more. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Chanel Farmer. Going out will be Abby Jackson. Chanel Farmer in the ball game now for Hastings. A 5'7" freshman out of Hastings St. Cecilia. Heiser's second free throw is up there. That one is good. So she hits one out of two from the free throw line. She's got 4 points in the ball game, and now the Dogs are back to within 6 points. 18-12 is the score. Here's a Chanel Farmer down the left sideline. Farmer gets it into the forecourt now to Breckman. Brings it back to Farmer down in the corner. Gets it inside to Williamson. Back out to Peterson. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Kicks it down in the corner. Three-pointer. Good. That's Van Kirk. Van Kirk hits a three-pointer from the deep right corner. That's the third three-pointer Hastings is throwing up there tonight. And the Broncos go back out on top by 9 points. 21-12 is the score. Here's Bailey Morris with the ball. Sends it back to Heiser. Fakes the three. Dribbles it toward the goal and shot is up there and in. Kelsey Heiser scores for Concordia. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. 21-14, Hastings to the lead. Here's Van Kirk with the ball for the Broncos. Down in the corner to Farmer. Now to Van Kirk. Out on top, now to Breckman. Dribble penetration. Spins to the elbow. Drives it to the hole. Her shot no good, and she's fouling the play. So now Breckman will go to the free throw line. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Heiser of Concordia. That's going to be your first. So Heiser picks up her first foul. It's team foul number three on the Bulldogs. And going to the free throw line will be Breckman of Hastings. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Here's her first free throw. It's up there and in. She's down 3 out of 3 on free throws tonight. Becky Mueller comes back into the ball game. Also coming in is going to be Taylor Wissing. Wissing in there for the first time here tonight. A 5'7" sophomore out of Seward. Breckman's second free throw is up there. It is good. So Breckman has got 8 points in the ball game. Frankie Peterson's got 6. Lowell Zwinger has got to 4 points in the contest. Jamie Van Kirk has hit for 3. Abby Jackson has got 2. And the Broncos lead 23-14. There's a wild pass inside. Grabbing the ball and scoring is Tracy Pints. Pints scoring there. It's a 23-16 ball game now. As we approach the 12-minute mark here in the first half from the Walls Arena, there's Van Kirk with it. Right in front of the Concordia bench, gets rid of it now to Chanel Farmer. There's a pass intercepted. Intercepted there by Bailey Morris running back the other way. 1-on-3. Morris will hold up and flips the ball out here to Conahan. Out in 3-point territory. Hastings has turned the ball over twice here in this ball game. Wissing has got the ball. Wissing over to Pites. Free throw line extended left side. Lobs it over here on the left side of the lane to Becky Mueller. Back out to a Bailey Morris looking to penetrate, and a foul is going to be called. Cammy Breckman tips the ball away there and gets hit with a personal foul. That's the second foul on the Cammy Breckman. End of the ball game for Hastings is going to be Alex Edwards. Alex Edwards comes in there. Laurel Zwinger is going to check in. Also checking in there for Hastings College is going to be Chelsea Morton. 11 minutes and 48 seconds to play. Here in the first half, it is 23-16. Hastings College has got an early 7-point lead over the preseason number 5 ranked team in the country, the Concordia Bulldogs, here tonight. There's Kristen Conahan with the ball now for Concordia. Goes over to Bertel. Long-range three-pointers, but up there no good. Rebound comes down to Morton. Chelsea Morton with the rebound. Right-handed dribble back the other way. Morton hustles into the forecourt. Gets the ball to Van Kirk. Lobs it inside. That's Zwiener with the ball. With her back to the basket. Spins around. Throws up a shot. It's no good. She's fouling the play. That's going to go on to Brittany Bertel of Concordia. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 5, it looks like, on the Bulldogs. And going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Zwiener. She has got 4 points in the ball game. 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Shot is up there, and the shot no good. Congratulations to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. They won the Class C2 state football championship today. 32-13 as they beat Aquinas Catholic. First time in school history that Donovan Trumbull has locked up the state championship. Second shot is up there. It is good by Zwiener. Hastings College now with an 8-point lead, 24-16. Bailey Morris with the ball now for Concordia here in backcourt. She'll work against the Chanel Farmer. Bounce pass comes over here to Wissing. Wissing down to a Conahan out here in 3-point territory. Back to Wissing for 3. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Laurel Zwiener with a rebound. Gets it away to Chanel Farmer down the left sideline. Alex Edwards with the ball. 200 pass over here to Chelsea Borden. Out to Zwiener, top of the key. Zwiener gives it up now to Farmer. Now Alex Edwards on the far sideline. Edwards holds it. Lob pass goes inside to Zwiener. Picked up by Bertel. Out here to Van Kirk. Shot for 3 is good. Jamie Van Kirk knocks down her second 3-pointer. And again, head coach Drew Olson wants to call a timeout for the Concordia Bulldogs. Tell you that, we got more Hastings fans here tonight than we do Concordia Bulldog fans 10 minutes and 49 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 27, Concordia 16.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Brought the basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Broncos Sports for the 2012, 2013, 2014 season. And by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. So the Broncos have hit 4 3-pointers here in the first half of play. Van Kirk has got 2. Frankie Peterson has got 2. And the Broncos have opened up an 11-point lead over Concordia, 27-16, with 10 minutes and 49 seconds to play here in the first half from the Walls Arena in Seward tonight. So a good start for Hastings College. Concordia, a very dangerous team. However, this is a squad that is averaging 83 points per ball game on offense. They give up 75.7 on the defensive ends. One of the premier teams in the NAIA ranks the past couple of years. Thus, their number 5 ranking. Hastings with an 11-point lead right now at 27-16. Bailey Morris with the ball. Now to Conahan. Conahan picked up out there by Van Kirk of Hastings as the Broncos stay with a man-to-man. Here's Bailey Morris for 3. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Zwiener gets it away. Here's Van Kirk down the right sideline. Right-handed dribble. Van Kirk, a little hesitation. Flips it here to the near sideline. Grabbing the ball there is Chanel Farmer. Out of Van Kirk, we got a whistle over here. And a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Concordia. That's going to go on to Brittany Bertel again. That's going to be her second. 2 fouls on Bertel. That's going to be team foul number 6. Called on the Bulldogs here in this first half of play. Hastings will inbound baseline left side underneath their own basket. Now Bertel is going to check out. Jessica Pearson back in there with the Dogs. Chanel Farmer gets it in to Zwiener from the elbow. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It's going to be picked up by Edwards in the lane. Her shot up and in. Alex Edwards picks up the loose ball and scores. Hastings College with a 29-16 lead. And now we got a foul back the other way. Driving the baseline was Mueller. And the personal foul is going to be called here on Edwards on D. Alex Edwards makes a nice play down here on the offensive end. Then comes down to the defensive end and commits the personal foul on Becky Mueller. First foul on Alex. That's going to be team foul number 5 with the Broncos. It's going to be Wissing checking out of the ball game now and checking in again. It's going to be Tracy Pites. She will inbound baseline right side underneath her own basket. They get it to Morris. Morris at the 3-point arc throws it up there. That shot's off of the iron. No good. And a foul is going to be called on the rebound. A pushing foul on the rebound. It's going to go on Becky Mueller, I believe. Yeah, Becky Mueller picks up the personal foul and the push. On the rebound, so we walk to the other end of the floor now. Going to have a 1-1 situation. That's the 7th team foul on the Concordia Bulldogs. And going to the free throw line will be Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk with 2 3-pointers in the ball game thus far. An 84% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there is good. Van Kirk now 29 out of 34 on free throws this year. Hastings College has built a surprising 14-point lead over Concordia. 30-16. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It is good. Van Kirk hits a pair. Hastings with their biggest lead of the ball game now. That's a 31-16, a 15-point lead at the halfway point of this first half. Here's Conahan with the ball. Works it around to the right side. That's Bailey Morris back out on top. Jessica Pearson has got it. Pearson, dribble penetration, throws it back out to Bailey Morris. Down to Pearson. Goes for the hole. Her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Laurel Zwiener getting a block out of bounds there for Hastings. And Concordia will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Frankie Peterson comes into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Alex Edwards. Hastings looks like a completely different team from what we saw on Saturday when they had all kinds of problems up in Morningside. There's another block shot by Zwiener. The ball is loose in the lane. Morris picked it up. She is knocked down and a foul called. Zwiener with another block shot there. And a personal foul is going to be called on Hastings. It's going to go on Frankie Peterson. That's going to be her first. Peterson picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number 6 in the Broncos. Non-shooting situation. Concordia plays things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Tracy Pice will play things in for the Dogs. Holds it, finally plays it in. Way out here in 3-point territory, out near the 10-second line to Conahan. Conahan now to Mueller, sets for three, takes it and hits it. Becky Mueller hits a three-pointer from the right side. 31-19. The Bulldogs back to within 12 points here. Hastings with the ball. Broncos have it on their offensive end. Chelsea Morton has got it, moves it down on the baseline. That's going to be Peterson with the ball. Lobs it inside to Zwiener. Her shot over Bertel is going to be no good. Guess her own rebound goes back up. Her shot no good. Rebound loose, and Peterson grabs it. Frankie comes out here on the wing to Morton. She mishandles it. It's picked up by Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk to the near sideline. Chanel Farmer lobs it inside down to Zwiener. Wheels in the lane. Throws it back out here, though. And a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Concordia. It's going to go on Jessica Pearson. That's going to be her second foul. Team foul number 8 on the Bulldogs. And that's going to send Zwiener back to the free throw line. Zwiener has got 5 points in the ball game. 3 out of 4 from the line here tonight. This will be a 1-1 situation for Zwiener. Sana's up there, spins off of there, no good. Rebound comes down to Becky Mueller down the right sideline to Bailey Morris. Morris hustles into the forecourt, comes back out here, top of the key. Mueller drove a penetration, back out to Morris, drives it against Farmer. Ball is locked loose and it's going to be picked up here by Hastings. Frankie Peterson with it. That's a 5th turnover on Concordia here in the basketball game. Peterson moves it down on the baseline to Morton, lobs it inside now. Zwiener kicks it back out to Peterson, drives it toward the hole. Contact made, foul called. We got a foul on the way in, and a personal foul is going to be whistled here on the Bulldogs. Frankie Peterson will go to the free throw line. The foul is going to be whistled on who? Now the scorer's table is going to ask the same question. Who's that personal foul against? 8:34 to play here in the first half. Hastings College has got a 12-point lead. It is 31-19. Frankie Peterson will go to the free throw line here for the Broncos, and now they're going to call in the additional referee here, and the personal foul is going to go on Jessica Pearson, and she's not even on the floor right now. Drew Olson going to question that. They called a personal foul on the drive as Frankie Peterson took the ball to the hole there for the Hastings College Broncos, and now the officials have forgotten who the foul is against. As the conference continues here, they originally said it was Jessica Pearson, but Pearson is not even on the floor right now. Now we're going to have another conference here on the near sideline, and Drew Olson is going to have a couple of words with the officials here right in front of the Bulldogs bench. So the foul is going to go here. It's going to go on, I think, on 14, is it? They're still trying to figure this out. 8:34 to play. Here in this first half, Hastings with a 31-19 lead over the Concordia Bulldogs. And now for the third time, the official is going to come over to the scorer's table. It's going to be on number 14, Tracy Pites. Pites is going to pick up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Nevertheless, it's going to be Hastings going to the free throw line. It's going to be Frankie Peterson going to the line. Her shot is up there. It's in. So Frankie waited a long time to shoot that free throw. That last foul went on Tracy Pites. That's now a 32-19 ball game. Hastings with a lead. Next shot is up there by Peterson. That one rims off, no good. Offensive rebound. Sierra Williamson has got it. Now to Farmer here on the near sideline to Peterson. So Hastings has got it after the missed free throw. Here's Jamie Van Kirk with the ball picked up there by Morris. Van Kirk gets away, spins it down the lane. Now a double dribble violation. Nice spinning move by Van Kirk at the top of the key. He made the move down the lane, but then a double dribble violation is called in Van Kirk. 32-19. Hastings challenge with a 13-point lead. Conahan has got the ball now for Concordia. Gets it out here to Pites. Dribble penetration. Leaves it down on the baseline. A shot is up there by Ashley Kuntz. It's going to be no good, but a foul is going to be called. Ashley Kuntz just checked into the ball game there for Concordia. 5'10", a junior out of Blair. And a foul is going to go on Hastings College here. That's going to be the 7th team foul in the Broncos. It's going to go on Sierra Williamson. That's going to be your first. So Kuntz to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. The shot is good. Bailey Morris playing here for Concordia. She played her high school ball, of course, at Sandy Creek. She's matched up with Jamie Van Kirk tonight, who played her high school ball at Sutton during the same time. So they're out battling against each other again here. Here's the next shot. It's up there and in. Ashley Kuntz sets a couple of free throws. 32-21, Hastings College.
with an 11-point lead early in this basketball game. We're about 8 minutes to go until halftime. There's Morton with the ball now for Hastings to Williamson. Out here to Van Kirk. Moves it down in the corner to Adam Zenon, who's into the ball game now for the first time. Back out to Peterson. Moves it inside the free throw circle. That is Zenon. Adam has got the ball. Moves it to the left side. Now to Chelsea Morton. Morton kicks her back out here in the three-point territory to Peterson. Hops in the lane. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Morris on the weak side. Bailey runs her back the other way. Bailey Morris takes it all the way to the basket. Her shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Van Kirk of Hastings. And now a collision here in backcourt. Frankie Peterson was run over here by Becky Mueller right in front of us. And that's going to be the third personal foul on Becky Mueller. So Mueller is hit with her third foul. It's going to send Hastings to the free throw line. 7:29 to play here in the first half. Bronco basketball for you tonight. You're on 1230 KHAS. The Broncos have led the entire way. In fact, Hastings got out to a quick 12-2 lead in the first 4.5 minutes of the ball game. Peterson's free throw is up there. It's good. Peterson now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. She's already got 8 points in the ball game. Her season high thus far was the 9 points that she put up in the ball game against Northwestern a week or so ago. Frankie Peterson has a chance to tie that right here. Shot is up there. It's missed. No good. Battle for the rebound. It is loose. Now we got a foul called. Kelsey Heiser was down on the floor. Peterson was down there. Adam Zenon was down there for Hastings. And the foul is going to be called on the Broncos as Peterson misses the free throw. The foul is going to go here on Peterson. That's going to be your second. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Broncos. So the two teams have now combined for 18 fouls here in this first half of play. Here comes Alex Edwards back into the ball game for Hastings, replacing Peterson. Going to the free throw line for Concordia is going to be Kelsey Heiser. She's got 6 points in the ball game, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She'll have a 1-and-1 situation here. And the shot is up there, and the shot is good. Heiser will have one more. She's averaging 5 points and 3 rebounds per game. Heiser, a 5'10" junior out of Parker, Colorado. Kelsey will have one more here for the Dogs. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Kelsey Heiser hits her second free throw and is now a 10-point ball game. Hastings led by as many as 15 here in this contest about 3 minutes ago. Adam Zenon with the ball. Zenon for Hastings comes out to Van Kirk, lobs it inside. The ball's going to be tipped away from Williamson, and the ball is picked up by Moores. She runs her back the other way, all the way to the hole. And shot no good, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Alex Edwards with a rebound. Gets it ahead now to Van Kirk. Hesitates, drives it to the basket, puts it up there left-handed. Shot no good, but she's fouled in the play. Van Kirk taking the ball to the hole there, and a personal foul is going to be called on the Bulldogs. It's going to go on Ashley Koontz. That's going to be her first personal foul. That's going to send Van Kirk to the free throw line. Jamie Van Kirk with 8 points in the ball game, couple of three-pointers and a couple of free throws. Her shot is up there. It's good. So Hastings getting to the free throw line here tonight. Thus, the Broncos have an 11-point lead here in this one, 34-23 over the Bulldogs. Here comes the next shot by Van Kirk. It's up there. The shot is off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Concordia. Tracy Pines with a rebound. Left-handed dribble brings it into the offensive zone. Goes over to Heiser. Free throw line extended right side out to Conahan. Conahan feeds it inside. That's a Koontz with the ball. Koontz puts it up there left-handed and scores over Williamson. Ashley Koontz scoring there as she took it down the left side of the lane and scores over Sierra Williamson. 34-25 now. Hastings with a 9-point lead. Here's Adam Zenon with the ball. Gets it out to Van Kirk. Van Kirk, top of the key to Chanel Farmer. Farmer holds the ball. Bounce pass goes inside to Williamson. Down in the corner to Edwards for 3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Concordia. Tracy Pines with the ball down the left sideline. That's a Wissing. Wissing goes inside down to Koontz. She mishandles the ball. It's a turnover on Concordia. They're 6 of the ball game. Adam Zenon running back the other way for the Broncos. Pulls up on the wing. Throws up a shot and hits it. Adam Zenon, a little 15-footer from the left side. She scores, and the Broncos go back out on top, 36-25, with 6 minutes to play here in the first half. Kristen Conahan with the ball, and some contact made out there, and a foul is going to be called. Personal foul is going to be called here on Chanel Farmer of Hastings College. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 9 now in the Broncos. Here comes Laurel Zwiener back into the ball game. Williamson checks out. Kristen Conahan goes to the free throw line for Concordia. Conahan is a 5'5" senior out of Millard North, averaging 18.5 points per ball game. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. She's down 3 for 3 on free throws tonight. She is 20 out of 20 on free throws so far this season. As Kristen Conahan will go back to the free throw line here for the Bulldogs. Hastings 36 and Concordia 26. Women's college basketball action for you tonight. Next shot is up there. It is good by Kristen Conahan. She's now got 6 points in the ball game, and the Bulldogs back within nine. 36 to 27. Hastings with the ball. Adam Zenin has got it here as Concordia has gone to a, looks like a 2-3 zone defense here. Adam Zenin looking to penetrate, takes it to the free throw line, down the lane. Her shot is up there, no good. She draws a personal foul. Zenin will go to the free throw line here for the Bulldogs as the personal foul is whistled on Conahan. That's going to be her first foul. So Adam Zenin down to the free throw line for Hastings. Zenin, 5'6", the senior from Arlington, Texas. As she toes the mark, her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Zenin is a 76% foul shooter in the season. She is now 11 out of 14 from the free throw line. Hastings has the lead over Concordia, 37 to 27 here in the first half. Adam Zena's next free throw is up there. It's going to be in and out, no good. And the rebound comes down to Kuntz of Concordia, and they throw the basketball away, but it was tipped out of bounds here by Farmer. So now Farmer tips the ball out of bounds here in front of the Concordia bench. So the Bulldogs will play things in with 5 minutes and 41 seconds to play. Here in the first half, they get it into Conahan. Hastings attacking back here with Chanel Farmer. Kristen Conahan comes into the offensive zone. Conahan leaves it out here to Tracy Pines, drives it all the way to the basket. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Zwiener. That's her third block of this first half. Zwiener grabs the ball, gets it to Adam Zenin. Into the forecourt, now to Van Kirk. Van Kirk to Adam Zenin. She throws up a three. Her shot is up there, barely draws iron, and the rebound comes down to Taylor Wissing. Wissing down the far sideline. There's the feed to Conahan. Hustles into the forecourt. Hastings with a 10-point lead. Conahan for three. Shot is up there. No good. Alex Edwards grabs the rebound. Edwards gets the ball away to Farmer. Left-handed dribble down the far sideline. Hastings with the ball. Adam Zenin out here in three-point territory. Concordia stays with her zone defense. Zenin, two-handed pass, goes over to Farmer. Down in the corner. Edwards has the ball. Skip pass out on top. Now to Zenin. Hesitates. Takes the three and hits it. Adam Zenin knocks down a three ball for Hastings. She's got 6 points in the ball game, and the Broncos are back out on top on a score of 40 to 27 with 4 minutes and 41 seconds to play here in the first half. Heiser has got the ball. They work it back around to the wing on the right side. Tracy Pines now to Conahan. Conahan drives the ball against Farmer. The ball knocked loose and a foul is called. Alex Edwards is going to be the guilty party. That's going to be her second. So two fouls now, and they check that. They're going to put this one on Farmer. So now Farmer gets hit with her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 10 on the Broncos. So a double bonus situation here for Kristen Conahan. That's the wrong person to send to the free throw line. She is 4 out of 4 now from the line tonight. Make it 5 out of 5 as that one goes down through the hole. She'll have one more. Here comes Williamson back in. Here comes Holly Samuelson into the ball game now for Hastings. Farmer will check out. Edwards will check out. 4 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings surprising fifth-ranked Concordia tonight, 40-28 in women's college basketball. The Broncos have led this baby from the opening tap. Got out to a quick 12-2 lead in the first 4.5 minutes of the ball game. Second free throw is up there. It is good. Conahan now with 8 points in the ball game. It's 40-29. Hastings with an 11-point lead. Adam Zenin with the ball for the Broncos. Bounce pass goes over here to Van Kirk. Now inside is Zwiener. Spins toward the baseline. Puts up a shot up and in. Laurel Zwiener scores for Hastings. She's got 7 points in the ball game. Hastings 42, Concordia 29. 4:10 to play here in the first half. There's Conahan. Conahan down to the baseline, down here in the corner. Drives it against Zenin, and the foul's going to be called on Adam. Adam Zenin picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her first foul. 10 fouls plus in the Broncos. So going to the free throw line for Concordia is going to be Kristen Conahan again. She's got 8 points in the ball game. 6 of those coming from the free throw line. She'll have 2 more shots here. Broncos have the lead. Shot is up there. That one is good by Conahan. Coming into the ball game now for Concordia is going to be Jenna Lehman. Lehman is 6'2" and sophomore out of Boone Central. So Conahan will have one more. It's up there, and that shot is good. He is now a perfect 8 out of 8 on free throws tonight. The Hastings College lead is 11 points now at 42-31. Adam Zenin with the ball for the Broncos. Comes over to Samuelson. Free throw line extended left side. Holly Samuelson. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. Nice pass to Williamson, and she lays it in. Sierra Williamson scores. As Hastings is going with both Zwiener and Williamson in the lineup now. That was an assist by Zwiener. Williamson gets the field goal. 44-31. Here's Bailey Morris, dumps the ball off in the lane. It's going to be tipped. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here, a turnover on Concordia. Running back the other way is going to be Van Kirk. Cuts it toward the hole. Her shot is up there. Does not draw iron. They save it from going out of bounds. Williamson grabs it, and the foul is going to be called. Oral Zwiener saves that one from going out of bounds. She gets it to Williamson, who is fouled into play. And Sierra will go to the free throw line. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Heiser. That's going to be her second. So Sierra Williamson to the free throw line. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Right now, it just appears that the Broncos want this game more than Concordia does. Maybe the Bulldogs are on Thanksgiving break already, like the rest of their students are here in Seward. Sierra Williamson back to the free throw line for her second one. It's up there, and the shot is good. She cans a couple of free throws, and the Broncos have a 15-point lead again. 46-31 with 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the first half in the Walls Arena in Seward tonight. Here's Morris with the ball. Morris on the wing, out to Heiser. Heiser brings it back to Bailey Morris on the right side of the lane. Morris looking at the three, directing some traffic. Morris now drives the ball against Samuelson. Contact made, and a foul is going to be called. Morris got the field goal to go down, but the foul was before the shots. It's going to go on Samuelson of Hastings. That's going to be her first foul. 10 fouls plus on the Broncos here in the first half, so this will be two shots for Bailey Morris, the former Sandy Creek Cougar, as Morris will go to the free throw line, a 78% foul shooter. Her shot is up there. The shot is off the right side. No good. Bailey Morris will have one more. Carrie Hofstetter was actually the babysitter back in their high school days and the youngster days back when they were at Santa Creek. Here's a second shot. It is up there and good by Bailey Morris. Bailey had some good ball games against the Broncos a season ago. She's got 3 points here in this ball game tonight. 46-32 is the score. Hastings with the lead. Here's Van Kirk with the ball to Samuelson, top of the key, back to Van Kirk. Concordia stays in his zone defense here. Samuelson works it inside to Williamson. Down in the corner, that's Alex Edwards. She drives it, and a whistle is going to stop play here. We got a traveling violation on Edwards. Edwards moving it from the left corner toward the goal. Trying to take it to the right corner there, but she's whistled for the traveling violation. That's only the third turnover on Hastings here in the first half of play. 2:40 remaining until halftime. Hastings with a 14-point lead. The Broncos have scored 46 points here in the first half against Concordia. Here's a Conahan with the ball. Kristen Conahan out here in 3 points territory. Moves it over there to Pearson. Pearson down on the dribble. Moves it down on the baseline, and another foul is going to be called. Another foul here will go on Hastings. This one is going to go on Zwiener. That's going to be or Sierra Williamson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Again, they're over the 10-foul limit here in the first half. Jessica Pearson goes to the free throw line for Concordia. She's got 2 points in the ball game and a field goal. Her shot is up there. That one rims off, no good. Concordia hitting 77% of their free throws so far this year. 42% from the field, only 29% from three-point territory. Williamson checks out. Here comes Zwiener back into the ball game for Hastings College. 2 minutes and 23 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Concordia, 46-32. Next shot is up there. That's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. So Pearson misses a pair of free throws. Autumn Zenon's got the ball now for the Broncos into the offensive zone. Autumn Zenon moves it over there to Van Kirk on the wing. Behind a Williamson screen. Here's a Van Kirk. Her shot in the lane. Good. Jamie Van Kirk has now got 11 points in the ball game. Hastings out on top by 16 points. It is 48-32. Back the other way comes Bailey Morris now for Concordia. Moves it over here to Conahan, drives it, shoots it, and scores it. Kristen Conahan drives the baseline and scores. She's now got 12 points in the ballgame, 48-34. 1:47 to play here in the first half. Here's Van Kirk. She drives the ball in the hole, spins on the baseline, puts it up there right-handed and scores. Jamie Van Kirk now with 13 in the ballgame for the Broncos. That's now a 50-34 ball game. Hastings again with a 16-point lead. 90 seconds to play. Nice pass by Morris. She comes over here to Lehman, and she lays it in. First field goal of the ball game for Lehman. Jenna Lehman. Hastings back with the ball, back to their offensive end. Van Kirk goes over there to Zwiener. Autumn Zenon, top of the key, three-pointer off the right side, no good. Samuelson had the rebound, but was knocked out of her hands there by Heiser out of bounds. And Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side, but not before Carrie Hofstetter grabs a timeout. Broncos call a timeout. 1 minute and 8 seconds to play here in the first half from the Walls Arena in Seward tonight. The score is Hastings 50, Concordia 36.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Walls Arena in Seward tonight. Women's college basketball in 1230 KHAS. Hastings with a lead over fifth-ranked Concordia tonight, 50-36. Broncos have the ball in their offensive end. Adam Zeenan moves it from the wing. Her shot is up there and in. Adam Zeenan fires up a shot from about 15 feet away on the left wing. She's got 8 points in the ball game. The Broncos have a 52-36 lead. Matches their biggest lead of the ball game with 50 seconds to play. Here's a Bailey Morris down here in the baseline. Drives, puts it up there off of the window. It's up and in. Bailey Morris got to the rim there and scores for Concordia. She's got 5 points in the ball game, 52-38. Adam Zeenan runs back the other way for the Broncos. Brings it into the offensive zone. Now she gets some instructions here from Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstetter. Moves it over to Van Kirk. Up high here on the right side. The bounce pass is going to be kicked out of bounds there by Concordia. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket with 25 seconds to play. 14 left in the shot clock. Laurel Zwiener will play things in for Hastings. Zwiener looking. Gets it in underneath the hole here. The ball swatted away. It is loose and it's going to be picked up by Concordia. Turnover on Hastings. Bulldogs have the ball. Kristen Conahan back in their offensive zone. Now to Bailey Morris down in the corner. Drives the ball. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener with 10 seconds to go. Autumn Zeenan down to the near sideline. Zeenan with 7 seconds into the fourth court. Zeenan pulls up at the top of the three-point arc. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. She fires up a three-pointer. No good. And that's the end of the first half of play. The Hastings College Broncos have the lead over the Concordia Bulldogs at halftime tonight. The score, Hastings 52, Concordia 38. You're listening to Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Walls Arena in Seward here tonight. Bronco basketball in 1230 KHIS. Hastings with a lead over Concordia in women's college basketball. The score is 52-38 here at halftime. The halftime show is brought to you by Valentino's. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you for the office, for the party, for your family meal. It's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Boy, what a difference a couple of days makes. Hastings went to Sioux City on Saturday, got blown out by Morningside. Hastings hitting only 30% of their shots up there on Saturday, 15% of their three-pointers tonight. Waiting for the final shooting numbers in the first half, but the Broncos have hit numerous three-pointers. Hastings got out to an early 12-2 lead in this one after just about 4.5 minutes of play. And the Broncos have kept the pressure on. They have not trailed here in the ballgame, and Hastings has got a 52-38 lead here at halftime. Hastings is led by as many as 16 points in the first half of play. Hastings looking pretty sharp here in the first 20 minutes of this ball game. Again, Jamie Van Kirk and Frankie Peterson hit a couple of three-pointers apiece in the first 10 minutes of this ball game here tonight. And Hastings playing with a lead here over the preseason number five-ranked team in the country, the Concordia Bulldogs. Scoring in the first half, it is Jamie Van Kirk leading the way for the Broncos. She has got 13 points in the ball game. Van Kirk has knocked down 2 3-pointers and a couple of 2-point field goals. And she is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. So Van Kirk already with 13 in the ball game. The other scorers for Hastings, Frankie Peterson has got 8 points. She's got 2 3-pointers and she is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Gabby Bruckman has got 2 field goals, 4 out of 4 from the free throw line for 8 points. Autumn Zenon, she has got 8 points in the ball game. She's knocked down a 3. She's got 2 2-point field goals. And she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. 7 points in the first half by Laurel Zwiener. She's got 2 field goals and she's 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. 4 points for Sierra Williamson on a field goal, 2 out of 2 from the line. Alex Edwards has got a field goal for 2 and Abby Jackson has got a field goal and 2 points. For Concordia, they're being led so far by Kristen Conahan. She's got 12 points. She is 8 out of 8 from the free throw line, and she's knocked down a couple of 2-point field goals. Also scoring the first half, Kelsey Heiser. She's got 8 points in the ball game, a 3 and a 2, and she is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. 5 points for Bailey Morris and a couple of field goals, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Ashley Kuntz has got a field goal. She is 2 out of 2 from the line for her 4 points. The other scorers, Becky Mueller has had a 3-pointer for 3. They've got Tracy Pites with a field goal for 2. And Jessica Pearson is 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's got a field goal. She's got 2 points here at halftime. Shooting numbers in the first half of play. Hastings hitting 53% from the field in the first half. They are 16 out of 30. Concordia is 11 out of 26 in the field at 42%. The Broncos have knocked down 5 3-pointers in 12 attempts, 41%. Concordia just 2 out of 8 on 3-pointers for 25%. Hastings hitting 15 out of 21 from the free throw line, 71%. Concordia 8 out of 14 in the first half from the charity stripe for 77%. The Broncos out rebounding Concordia in the first half, 20 to 15. Hastings with 7 offensive rebounds and 13 on defense. Concordia has 3 offensive rebounds and 12 on defense. So Hastings leading the rebounding war 20 to 15. Hastings officially with 7 turnovers in the first half of play, 3 block shots and 4 steals. Concordia's got 6 turnovers. They've got 1 block shot and 3 steals. But Hastings shooting 53% in the first half, 41% from 3-point territory. And the Broncos have the lead here over the Concordia Bulldogs by the score of 52 to 38 at halftime. Coming up next, we've got Tyson Ervronik. He'll check in with Hastings College Spotlight. Then we've got the second half straight ahead here from the Walls Arena in Seward tonight. Again, in the first half, Hastings with a lead over the preseason number 5-ranked team, the Concordia Bulldogs. The score at halftime, it is Hastings 52, Concordia 38. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Ervronik for Hastings College Spotlight.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $75 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletics and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $75 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
This is the Hastings College Spotlight. Good evening, I'm Brad Beam. Joining me on the phone this evening, Holly Sapotka from the Hastings College Alumni Department. A lot of fun things happening at Hastings College this next week. Holly, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate being with you and sharing some of the things going on at Hastings College.
Well, probably if we were to go to Hastings College today, we wouldn't see a lot because the students are already on holiday break.
They are. They get that great full week of Thanksgiving off, which is just wonderful for them to take a little breather before they get back for finals. It's just hard, though, driving around campus and seeing all the cars gone. I just don't like that, but it's good for them to take a break and get ready for finals when they get back. So we'll be excited to get them back here next week.
And when they come back, they are going to be coming back to a week full of fun. There are two different things going on next week we really wanted to talk about at Hastings College. The first of them is on Monday. It's when the Christmas lights officially turn on at Hastings College. Tell me about that.
Yes, that's going to be our lighting of the campus. And in the past, this has been our big Christmas event. And this year, we kind of have changed things up. You know, this November calendar with Thanksgiving being pushed back kind of threw us a little bit because when the students come back, they have a shortened time before their finals are here. So normally we light the campus a little bit earlier, but keeping with the tradition of trying to not to light them until the Thanksgiving holiday is over, we're going to do a smaller ceremony on that Monday night, December 2nd. The students are going to meet in our union and are going to decorate our student union in the Christmas tree, and then they're going to do some caroling around campus to the dorms, ending up in our chapel where there'll be a small ceremony with the students. They'll read the traditional Christmas story with President Jackson and then come out and have the light. So I think it'll be really nice to welcome them back and get that holiday spirit going with the lights turned on, and then we'll just continue on throughout the week. So I think it'll be the first step of an exciting week.
Is the lighting of the lights next Monday going to be something that the public can come to?
Yes, they sure can come. They can come out, and I think we always love having them here. I think if they've come in the past, they might be expecting the luminary bags and the live nativity, and we're going to kind of hold all of that until our Thursday, December 5th event. But we would we'd always love when the community comes out and supports us. So we would love to have them come out, and festivities will get going around 7, and we hope to be, you know, within that hour, have everything done by 8.
Holly Sapotka from Hastings College joining me on the phone. And you mentioned it, going to hold off the nativity, some of the really big fun stuff till Thursday. That is Hastings Celebrates Day at Hastings College. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so this is our big event for us for Christmas, and we're going to build it around our Festival of Lessons and Carols. And this is our traditional, we do this about every other year at least on Hastings College. Sometimes it's every year we do this, the Festival of Nines, Lessons, and Carols. And that is going to be that evening, and so we thought, let's just bookend it and have all of our things that night with the live nativity and with our luminary walk. So there'll be 700 luminary bags lit that will be through the middle of the campus there. People can just drive by if they just want to keep their kids warm. They can come out if they want, it's going to be some of the best music you have had all year, and that starts at 7:10 with our preludes. And that's, I would say, if you're coming out, try to get there by 7 o'clock to get a great seat, and it'll just be a wonderful night, a couple hours of just fabulous music, and then you can have some time to see our students in the live nativity and walk on over to our union where you can grab a cookie and something warm to warm you up. And we might have a few visitors there. I think Bosco the Bronco will be there, and I think maybe Santa might find his way too from the North Pole to be with the kids as well. So I think that's a great night for us, because if it's a night that you can enjoy the music for a few hours, we'll have that for you. If it's a night that you really have 10 minutes to spare in between running to meetings or other activities, there'll be something that you can just drive by and come enjoy it for 10 minutes. So I think there'll be something for everyone in the community.
Holly Sapotka from Hastings College. And then I've heard a few people already ask me about it. The Winnie the Pooh at the theater, that's going to be kind of the bookend of the week. Tell me real quickly about the Winnie the Pooh details.
Yes, the Alpha Psi Omega National Theater Honorary is putting on a Winnie the Pooh Christmas tale, and they always do some sort of children's Christmas play for the holidays. This one, just by saying Winnie the Pooh, we know how popular that is, and this thing will be sold out every day, I'm sure. It's going to be Friday, December 6th. at 7:30, Saturday, December 7th at 2 and at 7:30, and Sunday, December 8th at 2. So there's four productions. It's going to be a great time to bring the kids out. They can interact with the characters after the show. We want all ages there. We want your little ones. We want them all, anybody who can find fun with Winnie the Pooh and a Christmas story is going to be a great time. And that's great too for those little ones to come out to campus. And it's just a nice time before the holidays really get going to take some time with your family.
A whole bunch of fun at Hastings College. After the Thanksgiving holiday is over, we look towards Christmas and those holidays. The lighting of the campus is on Monday, and then the Hastings Celebrates Day is on Thursday, the weekend after that. The Pooh, you got a whole bunch of stuff. If people want to find out more, how do they find out about the events at Hastings College?
Yep, you know what? Our easiest is just going to get to our website at hastings.edu. And just to come there, there'll be information about everything there. If then you have any questions that you need a direct answer, you can reach us at 402-461-7784. And that'll take you right into our marketing office where you can they can link you up to who you need to be or get you in the right area. So website's always great, or the direct phone, and we can get you in the right way where you need to be.
All right, Holly Sobotka from Hastings College, all the events coming up. Sounds like a lot of fun. Thanks for taking some time to chat with us.
Oh, it's always nice to talk with you. Thank you.
We'll get you back to the basketball game shortly here on KHAS Radio.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
Lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@khasradio.com or call 402-463-1230.
10-5, touchdown.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Walls Arena in Seward tonight, women's college basketball as we get ready for the second half. Hastings College with the lead over the Concordia Bulldogs. It is 52-38. Concordia will have the opening possession here in the second half. They go to work, shooting to our basket to our right, and immediately pick up a personal foul here on Hastings. Jamie Van Kirk gets in with a personal foul. That's going to be your first. Driving to the hole was the Bulldogs. That was Heiser. Draws a personal foul on Van Kirk. So Concordia will play things up. In the pass is going to be deflected away from Morris, and the ball is picked up here by Breckman. So a turnover for Concordia. That's their eighth of the ball game. Here's Breckman for three. Her shot is up and in. Cammy Breckman knocks down a three-pointer. She's got 11 points in the ball game. And Hastings College has opened up a 17-point lead now, their biggest lead of the ball game, as we got a foul at the other end. 55-38, Hastings to the lead. The foul here is going to go on Van Kirk. That's going to be her second. Second team foul on Hastings here in the second half of play. Kristen Conahan goes to the free throw line. She's got 12 points in the ball game, 8 out of 8 from the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It is good. She still has not missed one this year. 26 out of 26 from the free throw line this year for Kristen Conahan. As she dips the knees, throws it up there again, and the shot down through the hole. The Hastings lead is 15 now at 55-40 as Concordia applies some pressure here in backcourt. There's a pass. They get it to Frankie Peterson, now to Zwiner. Zwiner goes up for the shot. It's going to be blocked out of her hands by Morris, and the foul is going to be called on Bailey Morris, I believe, here of Concordia. The official still waiting to make the call. That's going to be the case. Bailey Morris picks up the personal foul, and that's going to send Zwiner to the free throw line. And the Broncos had all kinds of problems with the Morningside pressure on Saturday. Concordia really didn't pressure in backcourt in half number one, but they start off here with some backcourt pressure, but Hastings breaks it easily. Laurel Zwiener gets the free throw to go down. She's now 4 out of 6 in the free throw line. She's got 8 points in the ball game tonight. Next shot is up there. That's off of the back iron. No good. We got a foul call on the rebound. That's going to go on Peterson. That's going to be her third. So Frankie Peterson now with 3 fouls in the ball game. That's going to be team foul number 3 on Hastings here in the second half. Now the Broncos will apply some pressure back here as a Bailey Morris dribbles behind her back to bring the ball up here against Jackson. Brings it into the offensive zone. Heiser has got it down on the left side of the lane. Back out here to a Conahan. Conahan picked up loosely there by Cammie Brecklin of Hastings. Here's a Morris down in the corner on the right side. Morris, entry pass to get it to Conahan. Conahan dribbles back down in the corner. Now drives the baseline. Puts up a shot over Brecklin. Partially deflected. It was picked up here by Conahan. Keeps it alive for Concordia. 2 seconds. 1 second on the shot clock. Conahan throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Van Kirk has got it. Van Kirk gets it away now to Peterson. Frankie brings it into the offensive zone. Hands the ball away now to Abby Jackson. Jackson will attack this man-to-man defense for Concordia. Abby Jackson on the dribble out here. Jackson drives the ball against Conahan. Scoop shot is up there. It's going good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Out to Bruckman. Long-range jumper is going to be no good from three. Rebound Zwiener gets it back out to Van Kirk. Oral Zwiener with back-to-back rebounds there for the Broncos. Now Abby Jackson, free throw line extended left side. Cross-court pass deflected. Van Kirk picks it up. Jamie Van Kirk out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Heiser. Van Kirk dribbles the ball toward the goal. We got a foul called. So Hastings with 2 offensive rebounds there. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Concordia. It's going to go on Kelsey Heiser. That's going to be her 3rd personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 1 on Concordia. Here comes a host of substitutes in there now for both teams. Concordia trailing in the ball game by a score of 56-40. Hastings has led this baby from the opening tap. Broncos will inbound the ball. That's Van Kirk. Baseline left side. The lob to Zwiener, who taps the ball back down in the corner to Van Kirk, and she lost it out of bounds. Turnover on Hastings. That's their 8th of the ball game. 56-40. The Broncos have the lead here in women's college basketball with 18 minutes to play in the game. Kristen Conahan with the ball. Conahan brings it into the offensive zone. Comes out to Bertel. Lob passing will be intercepted. Intercepted here by Peterson. Turnover number 9 on Concordia. Frankie Peterson down the right sideline to Jackson. Down in the corner to Brecklin. Brings it up high on the block. Cuts toward the hole and a foul is called. Gabby Brecklin took the right elbow there and took it down the lane, and she is fouling a play. That's going to go on Becky Mueller. That's going to be her 4th personal foul. Team foul number 3 on Concordia. So now Mueller is going to check out with 4 fouls. Checking back in, there's going to be Pites. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side to Bruckman down in the corner for 3. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down here to Brittany Bertel. Bertel gets it away now to Conahan. She races it back the other way against Abby Jackson. Into the forecourt, behind the screen from Bertel. Now gives the ball to Brittany, top of the key. 3-pointers put up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. The Broncos doing a great job on the offensive and defensive glass here in this ball game. Abby Jackson comes back the other way. Jackson kicks it out here to Zwiener. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. High in the air. The ball is brought down here by Conahan. Checked in backcourt by Jackson. No foul called. Here's a Conahan running back across the midcourt stripe here. Conahan with the ball behind the screen from Bertel. Gets the ball to Pites. Entry pass is deflected and is picked up here by Peterson, and the foul is called. That's 10 turnovers on Concordia in the basketball game now. And now they also commit the personal foul. It's going to go on Taylor Wissing. Wissing picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her 1st. Hastings with the ball in backcourt with a 56-40 lead over Concordia tonight. We're 3 minutes into the second half here at the Walls Arena. Abby Jackson with the ball. Jackson, right-handed dribble here for Hastings College. Goes over on the high wing on the right side. That's Van Kirk with the ball. Now to Bruckman. Dribbles on the free throw line. Spins there. Bruckman comes out here to Abby Jackson. Entry pass to get it to Zwiener. Zwiener kicks it out. Now to Bruckman. Takes the ball down in the baseline. Now to Zwiener again. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Back inside to Bruckman. Shot is up there. She banks one home on the assist from Laurel Zwiener. Cammie Bruckman now with 13 points in the ball game. Hastings with her biggest lead of the contest. Hastings 58 and Concordia 40 with 16 and a half minutes to play here in this one. Conahan has got the ball on the dribble, moves it down to the baseline. Contact made, offensive foul. Conahan knocks down Abby Jackson. And Conahan picks up the offensive charging foul. That's going to be number 2 on Conahan. She checks out. Here comes Morris back into the ballgame. Bailey Morris back in there. 16-22 to play in the ballgame. Hastings leading by 18 points, and Drew Olson wants to call a timeout. This has not been the Bulldogs' night here tonight. 16-22 to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 58, Concordia 40.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. 58-40 is the score. Hastings with an 18-point lead. Broncos on the ball. Zwiener spins her shot up. There's going to be partially deflected. Ball is brought down here by Wissing. Taylor Wissing in backcourt. Gets it away now to Bailey Morris. Morris on the dribble back the other way. Moves it down the right side of the lane. Scoop shot is up there. She misses that one. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds. And they give the ball to Concordia. They say his last touch by the Broncos. Into the ball game now for Concordia is going to be Kristen Conahan. Checking out is going to be Kuntz. It'll be Concordia playing it in baseline right side underneath their own basket. With 15:57 to play here in the contest, Hastings has led the entire way here tonight. Got out to a 12-2 lead in the first half. Here's a Conahan with the ball back down in the corner. Pints a reverse layup as she drives the baseline. It's up and in. Tracy Pints scoring. That's going to be her second field goal of the ball game. 58-42. Hastings with the lead. Here's Adam Zeenan back into the offensive zone for Hastings. Now to Breckman. Breckman goes to Peterson. Peterson angles into the lane. Can't go up for the shot. Dumps it away here to Laurel Zwiener. Backs up, spins. Puts it up there left-handed. Shot no good. Battle for the rebound, and the foul is going to be called. I think that's Frankie Peterson again. Yeah, Frankie Peterson picks up the foul. That's going to be your fourth. So four fouls now on Peterson. She's going to check out. Here comes Alex Edwards back into the ball game for Hastings. 15:31 to play. They're in the basketball game. Hastings out on top of the preseason number 5 ranked team, the Concordia Bulldogs, 58-42. This will be a huge road win for Hastings College in this one tonight. Bailey Morris with the ball to the near sideline to Wissing. Back down in the corner to Morris. Drives the baseline. Stops and pops her shot from 10 feet away is good. Bailey Morris scoring. She's got 7 points in the ball game. 58-44. The Broncos with a 14-point lead. Here's Adam Zeenan with the ball. Zeenan goes over there on the far side. That's Van Kirk. She stops, goes down to Alex Edwards, lobs it inside to Zwiener, double team. She gets it away to Bruckman. She's going to be knocked down. The ball is loose and is picked up here by Morris. Turnover number 9 on Hastings. Bailey Morris back the other way against Autumn Zeenan. Her shot from 10 is up there short, no good. Rebound comes down to Zeenan. Autumn on the dribble. Back in the offensive zone for Hastings. Races it in there against the Tracy Pints. Hands it away now to Bruckman. Breckman out here in 3-point territory. Lobs it in the lane. Grabbing the ball there is Van Kirker. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound is loose and is picked up by Pites. Tracy Pites now for Concordia down the left sideline. Comes over here to Conahan. Conahan leaves it out on top to Pites at the top of the key. Drives it against Edwards to the goal. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Zwiener. And the ball is picked up here by Edwards of Hastings. Alex Edwards, two-handed pass into the forecourt. Now to Breckman. She drives. Her shot is up there. No good, but she's fouling the play. And it's going to be Bruckman going to the free throw line to shoot two. The foul is going to be called here on Tracy Pints of Concordia. That's going to be her third. Team foul number six on the Bulldogs here in the second half of play. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Bruckman. She's got 13 in the ball game so far tonight. Her shot is up there. It is good. She's now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. Into the ball game, Jessica Pearson. Into the ball game, Kelsey Heiser for Concordia. 14-14 remaining in the ball game. Hastings 59 and Concordia 44. To the free throw line again will be Bruckman for the Broncos. And her shot is up there. It hits the front iron, hits the back iron, and goes down through the hole. And now Hastings calls a timeout. Broncos call a timeout. 14-14 remaining in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 60, Concordia 44.
Is your once upon a time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. You're just joining us. Hastings out of the gates early tonight. Got out to a 12-2 lead in the first 4.5 minutes of the ball game. Hastings won at halftime 52-38. And the Broncos out on top now by 16 points. It is 60-44 with 14-14 remaining here in the basketball game. It'll be Concordia playing things in here in backcourt. Morris will get things in to Conahan. Bruckman back here with some defensive backcourt pressure for Hastings College, but Conahan brings it into the offensive zone, comes to Heiser. Heiser brings it to the free throw circle. Out on the left wing, now to Taylor Wissing. Wissing out to Bailey Morris out here, picked up by Zeenan. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Shot is up there, it's good, and she fouled the play. Zenan's going to pick up the personal foul for Hastings. Bailey Morris gets the field goal and one here for Concordia. She'll go to the free throw line. Here comes Jackson back into the ball game. Zeenan will check out. So Bailey Morris, the former Sandy Creek Cougar, has now got 9 points in the ball game here for the Concordia Bulldogs. She'll go to the free throw line to try to achieve double figures here. Shot is up there, and the shot is good. So it's 60-47. Hastings with a 13-point lead. The Broncos need to keep the pressure on the Bulldogs here in the second half. There's Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk moves it down in the corner. That's Bruckman. Now to Van Kirk, to Alex Edwards. Now to Abby Jackson. Out here to Edwards. Now to Van Kirk on the wing on the right side. Lobs it inside to Sierra Williamson. Kicks it out on the wing to Bruckman. Dribbles inside. Puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Ball is going to be tipped out of bounds. Last touch there by Williamson. That's going to be Concordia playing things in here in backcourt with 13:31 to play in the ball game. Hastings 60, Concordia 47. Abby Jackson back here applying pressure. She'll be matched up here with Bailey Morris. Bailey Morris comes to the near sideline and now drives it against Jackson, puts up an off-balance shot. It's going to be a no-good as she takes it the entire way there. The rebound comes down to Van Kirk of Hastings. Jamie Van Kirk back the other way, dribbles to the free throw line, puts up a shot over Heiser. It's up there, and it falls off the left side. No good. Rebound, Breckman, and she's fouled into play. That shot just fell off of the left side of the lane there, left side of the rim. It was rebounded by Breckman. She was fouled into play by Morris. The second foul on Bailey Morris. And going to the free throw line now for the Broncos will be Breckman. Cammie Breckman to the free throw line. She's got 15 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Breckman now 7 out of 7 from the free throw line tonight. Her season high was back there in the season opener. She put 23 on the board against Culver Stockton. There comes the next shot. It's up there. It is good. 17 now for Breckman. The Hastings lead is 15 points over the Concordia Bulldogs tonight. It is 62-47. Morris to Conahan, right side of the lane. Conahan brings it back to Morris, sliding for the hole. Shot good, and she's fouling the play. Bailey Morris moving from the right corner. Nice pass by Conahan, who gets the assist. Bailey Morris gets the field goal, and she is fouling the play here as Morris has a chance at a three-point play. Personal foul goes on Sierra Williamson. That's going to be her third foul. That's going to be the sixth team foul on Hastings here in the second half. Morris to the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. Bailey Morris now with 13 in the ball game for Concordia, and the Hastings lead is down to 12 points now at 62-50. With 12 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the contest. Here's Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk moves it down on the baseline. There's Jackson. Her shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim. Falls off no good. Rebound loose on the baseline and is picked up here by Wissing. Wissing hands it away to Conahan. Conahan. Right-handed dribble into the forecourt to Wissing for three. Shot is up there and hits the front iron over the backboard and out of bounds. And Hastings will play things in. So the Broncos had an 18-point lead just a little while ago at 58-40. It's now 62-50 Under 12 and a half minutes to play here in the ball game from the Walls Arena in Seward tonight. Hastings with the ball on their offensive end. Bruckman has got it. Bruckman dumps it off. It's going to be intercepted. Trying to get the ball to Sierra Williamson, and the ball is intercepted here. Bailey Morris comes back the other way to the goal. A shot good, and she's fouled again. As Morris goes tumbling out of bounds, Bruckman picks up the foul. Cammy Bruckman picks up her third personal foul. Bailey Morris is going to go to the free throw line now for Concordia to try to tack on another three-point play. Bailey's now got 15 in the ball game for the Bulldogs. And she'll go to the free throw line here. She is 3 out of 4 from the stripe. The Hastings lead is down to 10 points. Here's the next shot. It's up there. It's good. Here come the Bulldogs. You cannot let the sleeping giant lie here. 62-53. Concordia, this is as close as they have been in a while. With 12 minutes to play in the ballgame, 62-53. Hastings needs a bucket here. Bruckman gets it inside. That's Williamson. There is Zwiener. Her pass is deflected. Now a foul is going to be called. They got the ball inside. Zwiener had it, and then she tried to kick it back out to Van Kirk, and a foul is going to be called on Van Kirk. That's the third foul on Jamie. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Broncos. And now we're going to walk to the other end here and have some free throws. Kelsey Heiser will go to the free throw line. She has got 8 points in the ball game, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. Heiser is 68% foul shooter, and the shot is up there. It's going to be good. High arcing free throw that goes right down through the hole. And the Hastings lead is now 8 points at 62-54. Hastings led by 18 just a couple of minutes ago. Here comes the next shot. It's up there and in by Heiser. As now a 62-55 ball game. As the Concordia fans come alive right behind us. Here's Hastings with the ball. Alex Edwards gets it inside. It's going to be tipped away from Zwiener. A turnover as Morris picks it up. Her pass down the right sideline. It's intercepted right back by Van Kirk. Now to Zwiener. Shot good. Van Kirk gets the assist. Laurel Zwiener gets the field goal. Zwiener now with 10. Hastings leading 64-55 as Morris comes back. Morris against Jackson. Gets away. Dribbles down the lane. There's a bounce pass. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but a foul is called. Morris with dribble penetration. Got the ball to Jessica Pearson. Just to the left of the goal there, and she is fouling a play. Foul is going to go on Jackson of Hastings. That's going to be her third foul. Team foul number 9 on the Broncos going to the free throw line. Jessica Pearson now for Concordia. She's got 2 points in the ball game. She is 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. Shot is up there. It is good. Jessica Pearson will have one more. Bruckman comes out. Here comes Chelsea Morton into the ball game now for Hastings. 11-21 to play here in the second half. Hastings leading 64-56 over Concordia. As Pearson's next free throw is up there. That one is good. So all of a sudden, the Bulldogs have come alive here in this women's college basketball game. Hastings has had it pretty much in control the entire way. Got up to a 12-2 lead here in this one. There's Jamie Van Kirk with the ball. Lobs it inside to Zwiener. Zwiener is double-teamed, spins, put up a shot. It's up there. It's going to be good. Laurel Zwiener scores for Hastings. She has got 12 points in the ball game. Hastings 66, Concordia 57. Pressure by the Broncos here in backcourt. Heiser on the dribble, brings it into the offensive zone. Out of Bailey Morris, drives the ball against Jackson, puts up a shot, blocked out of bounds by Jackson. It's going to be Concordia inbounding the ball, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Now it's 10:49 to play in the ball game. It's going to be Tracy Pites inbounding the ball here for the Dogs. Looking to bounce the ball off of the back of a Zwiener. Now he got to, I think Pites was over the end line. Yeah, they just tried to bounce the ball off of the back of Zwiener. And Pites was stepping over the end line. So a mistake there for the Bulldogs, trying to take advantage of Laurel Zwiener with her back to the basket there. And Hastings will get it on the turnover. Here's Zwiener at the other end. Now she's going to be fouled in a play by Morris. Bailey Morris picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. And now going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Zwiener. She is 4 out of 7 from the free throw line here in this ball game. She was mauled in the active shooting here, so she'll have 2 shots. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Bulldogs. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Zwiener. Laurel Zwiener now with 13 points in the ball game. The Hastings lead is back up to 10 points here. It's 67-57. Zwiner's next shot is up there. It's going to be good. 68-57. 11-point lead. Here's Morris back for Concordia. Goes to Conahan. Conahan gets it to Pites. Bynes brings it back to Conahan on the right wing. Now drives the ball. Scoop shot is up there and in. Kristen Conahan takes that one right to the hole and scores on the scoop shot. She's now got 16 in the ball game, 68-59. Hastings with a 9-point lead. Broncos have the ball on their offensive end. Here's Chelsea Morton behind the screen from Zwiener. Chelsea Morton comes out into three-point territory, now to Van Kirk. Jamie gives it up now to Alex Edwards. Edwards dribbles left to right across the free throw line. Out to Morton. Her pass is intercepted. Intercepted there by Pints as he drives the ball. Goes for the hole and shot good. Tracy Pints got the interception. And the field goal on the other end. That's going to be turnover number 12 on Hastings. And now the Broncos want to call a timeout as Concordia's got the lead to 7 points. 9 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 68, Concordia 61.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Walls Arena in Seward tonight, Hastings' lead has been cut to 7 points. The biggest lead of the ball game was 18. That was back there at 58-40. It's now a 68-61 ball game in favor of Hastings tonight with 9 minutes and 50 seconds to play. A lot of action in the Great Plains Athletic Conference tonight. Dort is playing in Yankton against Mount Marty. Doan is at Midland. Good matchup between third-ranked Morningside and seventh-ranked Northwestern tonight in Orange City. Dakota Wesleyan is playing at number 12-ranked Briar Cliff. In a non-conference game, Nebraska Wesleyan is at Central College. Hastings here against the preseason number 5-ranked team in the country, the Concordia Bulldogs. Hastings led at halftime by the score of 52-38. It's now 68-61. Hastings with a 7-point lead. We're under 10 minutes to play here in the ball game from the Walls Arena in Seward. Hastings with the ball. Abby Jackson has got it on the far sideline. Hits it inside to Zwiener. Zwiener spins in the lane, puts up a shot. It is no good, but she's fouled into play. That one just falls off of the left side. It is no good. And a foul is going to go on Kelsey Heiser of Concordia. That's going to be her fourth personal foul. Team foul number 9 in the Bulldogs. To the free throw line for Hastings will be Zwiener. 6 out of 9 from the line so far tonight. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Zwiener will have 2 shots. She was fouled in the act of shooting. Here comes Brittany Bertel back into the ball game now for Concordia. Going out will be Heiser. So Bertel is into the ball game now for the Bulldogs. A 6-foot senior out of Madison, Nebraska. Played her high school ball at Lutheran High Northeast. There's the next shot. It is up there. It's going to be no good. But the offensive rebound. Nope, but a defensive rebound there by Jessica Pearson. Pearson grabs the ball. Out of Bailey Morris. Hastings with an 8-point lead. 69-61. Here's Tracy Pines with the ball. Now to Bertel. Picked up there by Zwiener. Gets it out here to Conahan. Now to Bertel. Her shot from 15. Rims off. No good. Rebound Morris underneath the hole. Her shot is going to be no good. Rebound. Follow shot. No good by Pearson. Battle for the rebound. Finally, Hastings comes down with it and a jump ball is called. Zwiener had it. Alex Edwards had her hands in there as well for Hastings. A couple of Bulldogs also with their hands in there. And the only alternating jump is going to go to Hastings College. 9 minutes and 9 seconds to play here in the second half. Hastings with an 8-point lead, 69-61. The Broncos led by 18 earlier in this half. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball. Jackson out of Zwiener from 17. Shot good. Laurel Zwiener stepping away from the basket and scoring there for Hastings. Zwiener has now got 17 in the ball game. Hastings back out to a 10-point lead, 71-61. Morris has got the ball. Morris comes to Conahan here on the near side. Conahan drives the ball against Breckman. Shot good, and she fouled. Conahan throws up a prayer and goes straight up in the air and down through the hole. Breckman picks up the personal foul for the Broncos. That's going to be her fourth. So Kristen Conahan now with 18 points in the ball game. Breckman comes out. Here comes Chanel Farmer back into the ball game. So Kristen Conahan, the 5'5" senior out of Millard North, go to the free throw line now for Concordia. She is 10 out of 10 on free throws tonight. Trying to make this a 3-point player. Shot is up there and in. 19 for Conahan. The Hastings lead is now 71-64. It's a 7-point lead with 8 minutes and 34 seconds to play here in this one. Alex Edwards, the freshman, has got the ball. Out to Jackson. Over to Van Kirk. Here's Farmer at the top of the key. Jackson on the left wing. Inside down is Zwinger. She's double teamed. The ball's going to be knocked loose. It is still loose. The scramble is on. Jump ball is going to be called. A jump ball is going to be called. And we got an alternating jump. It's going to go to Concordia. That's going to be a turnover on Hastings. That's their 13th in the ball game. And now with 8:18 to play, Hastings has got a 7-point lead at 71-64. So Concordia has cut the lead down to 7 points here a couple of times. Alex Edwards checks out of the ball game now for Hastings. And the Broncos are going to go with both Williamson and Zwiener in the lineup now. Hastings protecting a 7-point lead. Here's Morris with the ball for Concordia, working against Jackson. Morris gives it up to Jessica Pearson here at the top of the key. A traveling violation. Pearson was working there against Williamson of Hastings and is called for the happy feet. 12 turnovers now in Concordia. Hastings with the ball in a 7-point lead, 71-64. Broncos led at halftime 52-38. Here's Jackson with the ball for Hastings. Abby Jackson stomps out here in the 3-point territory. Now to Farmer. Farmer gets it up here high. That's Williamson with the ball. Now to Van Kirk. Back to Williamson. Free throw line extended left side. Williamson looking. Cross-court pass goes over to Zwiener from 15. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Pites. Tracy Pites with the ball in backcourt. She'll dribble up the floor. Gets it to Conahan. We're down to 7.5 minutes to play in the ball game. Hastings with a 7-point lead. 71-64. Jackson. Now to Jessica Pearson. Now to Bertel. A couple of feet behind the 3-point arc. Left wide open. Bertel gets the ball. Now to Conahan. Conahan works against Farmer. Throws up a 3-pointer. Shot is off the mark. No good. Bailey Morris tips the ball, but it's recovered here by Hastings. Right into the hands of Laurel Zwiener. Now to Jackson into the forecourt. Abby's got the ball with 7:10 to play. Over here on the right wing, that's Van Kirk. Now to Jackson. Now to Chanel Farmer. Feeds it inside to Zwiener with her back to the basket. Zwiener dumps the ball away. That's Williamson. Shot is up there. There's no good, but she's fouling the play. Laurel Zwiener is a good passer inside. Got the ball into the hands of Williamson, who went to the hole. She is fouling the play here by Bertel. That's going to be her third foul. And Williamson goes to the free throw line now for Hastings. Sierra's got 4 points in the ball game, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's good. Sierra Williamson will have one more. She's a 64% foul shooter on the season. We're down to 6 minutes and 58 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings now with an 8-point lead, 72-64. As Sierra Williamson prepares for her second one, the shot is going to be no good. Bertel had the rebound. It's knocked out of her hands by Farmer. Out of bounds. 6:56 to play. Women's college basketball. We got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. Scheduled tip-off time at 8 o'clock. Here's Bailey Morris with the ball now for Concordia. Comes into the forecourt. Stops at the free throw line. Nice pass down to Conahan. And her shot is up and in. Kristen Conahan going for the hole. And now Drew Olson wants to call a timeout as Concordia has cut the Hastings College lead down to 6 points. This is the closest they have been in a long, long time. 6 minutes and 43 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 72, Concordia 66.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Get it delivered. Valentino's located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Broncos out of the gates in a hurry tonight. Jumped out to a 12-2 lead. Led by 16 points at halftime. Actually a 14-point lead at halftime. 52-38. Built that lead to 18 points in the second half at 58-40. But slowly but surely, the Concordia Bulldogs, the preseason number 5 ranked team in the country, getting back into things here. Hastings 72, Concordia 66 with 6 minutes and 43 seconds to play. In regulation from the Walls Arena here in Seward. So Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. Broncos getting 17 points from Laurel Zwiener in the ball game tonight. Jamie Van Kirk has got 13, but Van Kirk has not scored so far here in the second half of play. Cammy Bruckman has got 17 points. So three players in double figures for Hastings right now, but Van Kirk has been shut out here in half number two. Now Drew Olson is questioning something coming out of the timeout here with the officials here on the near sideline. 72-66, Hastings College with a six-point lead. Broncos have the ball, coming back the other way. Here's Abby Jackson, moves it to the right side of the floor, tries to hand the ball away. It is being knocked loose, and it can be picked up here by Concordia as the Broncos turn it over, coming out of the timeout. Turnover number 14 on Hastings. Here's Concordia with the ball. Conahan has got it. Conahan gets it to Bailey Morris. Morris picked up by Chanel Farmer. Two-handed pass goes over to Conahan. Picked up there by Van Kirk. Conahan goes for the basket. Shot good. Christian Conahan with a scoop shot there. 72-68 is the score. 6 minutes and 9 seconds to play here in this one. A four-point lead for the Broncos. Here's Abby Jackson. Comes across the top now to Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk with the ball out here in three-point territory. Van Kirk, bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. Oral Zwiener wheels in the lane. Shot is up there. There's no good, but she's fouling the play. That's going to be Brittany Bertel picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her fourth foul. So four fouls now on Brittany Bertel. That's going to send Zwiener back to the free throw line here for Hastings. Zwiener, 7 out of 11 from the free throw line tonight. She has got 17 points in the ball game. Zwiener's shot is up there, in and out and back in again. Zwiener gets the free throw to go down. She has now got 18 points in the ball game. Wissing comes in. Bertel checks out. Hastings 73. Concordia 68. Broncos 6-2 on the season. Concordia 6-1. There's the next shot. It is up there by Zwiener. It's going to be good. Zwiener now at 19 in the ball game. The Hastings lead is now 6 points at 74-68. Morris comes into the forecourt now against Jackson. Dribbles it down the right side of the lane. Goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot good. Jessica Pearson. Pearson scores. 74-70 now. Hastings with a four-point lead with 5.5 to play. Here's Van Kirk at the top of the key. Bounce pass inside to Breckman. Her shot is up there. No good, but she's fouling the play. And a personal foul is called on Morris. That's going to be your fourth. So now Bailey Morris has got four fouls. Breckman goes to the free throw line now for Hastings. Gabby Breckman has got 17 points in the ball game. 8 out of 8 from the free throw line. 5:29 to play. Hastings protecting a four-point lead. The shot is up there, and the shot's going to be no good. They jinxed her. Cammy Breckman will have one more. She was fouled in the act of shooting. That's also the 10th team foul in Concordia. Each team now with 10 fouls here down the stretch, so a lot of free throws coming up. Here comes the second shot. That one is good by Breckman. Hastings with a five-point lead. Now it's 75-70. Morris on the dribble back the other way against Abby Jackson. Morris takes it to the left sideline. Morris stops there as he dribbles into the top of the arc. Back out to Pearson, top of the key, now to Conahan. Conahan on the right side of the floor. Being chased out there by Breckman. Reverses and comes down in the corner again. That's Wissing with the ball. Comes out here to Bailey Morris. Her shot for three is good. A three-pointer by Bailey Morris. 75-73 is the score now. 5 minutes to play. Hastings with the ball. Here's Breckman down in the corner. That's Frankie Peterson. Brings it back out here to Cammy Breckman. Free throw line extended left side. Breckman takes the ball out of the baseline. Can't get to the goal. Goes inside to Zwiener. Shot is up there and in. Laurel Zwiener scoring for Hastings. Zwiener now with 21 in the ball game. Broncos leading by 4 points at 77-73. Here's Concordia with the ball now on their offensive end. Conahan has got it. Conahan picked up there by Cammy Breckman. Moves it to the left side of the floor on the dribble. Moves it down on the baseline. Kicks it back out here to Jessica Pearson, now to Morris. Two-handed pass to the near sideline. That's Mueller with the ball, who's back in there now. Mueller to Pearson, to Conahan. They lob it inside to Pites. Her shot is up and in. Tracy Pites scoring. She's got 8 points. 77-75. 4:06 to play here in the ball game. A two-point lead for Hastings. Driving for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's good. That is Van Kirk. And she is fouling a play. Jamie Van Kirk gets her first field goal of the second half. Van Kirk is fouling a play by Becky Mueller. That's going to be 5 personal fouls on Becky Mueller, and she's out here with 4 minutes and 3 seconds to play. She will leave with 3 points. So Jamie Van Kirk, who has been quiet here in the second half, gets the field goal for the Broncos. She has now got 15 points in the ballgame. That's the first field goal, first points of any kind for Van Kirk here in the second half. Now she has a chance to convert on a three-point play here. That gives Hastings a four-point lead, 79-75. Shot is up there. That one rims off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Jessica Pearson. So Hastings with a four-point lead, 79-75, under 4 minutes to play in the ballgame. Here's Bailey Morris with the ball, nearly tied up there by Jackson. Rips the ball out of there, gets it to Pearson, now to Heiser, who's back into the ballgame. Heiser with the ball out here in three-point territory to Morris for three. Shot is up there off of the back iron, no good. Rebound, Pearson. Shot is up there, no good, and she's fouled into play. Pearson is fouled into play here. And the whistle is going to go on Jackson of Hastings. That's going to be your fourth personal foul. Pearson goes to the free throw line. It's going to be team foul number 10 plus on Hastings. So this will be two shots down here. And a shot by Pearson is up there and in. She's now 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. She's got 7 points. Zwiener comes back into the ballgame. Williamson checks out. 3:41 to play in the ballgame. Hastings 79, Concordia 76. Pearson's next free throw is up there. That one is in there. 79-77. And now Drew Olson again wants to call a timeout. Concordia's cut the lead to 2 a couple of times down the stretch here. Hastings has led this baby from the start. We've got a timeout, 3 minutes and 41 seconds to play. In regulation, the score, Hastings 79, Concordia 77.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features for holiday shopping 20% off selected Under Armour and all Husker gear. Plus the personal service of Steve Baranol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Protein Design.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS from the Walls Arena in Seward. Hastings leading preseason number 5 ranked Concordia. The score is 79-77. Broncos have the ball in their offensive end. Abby Jackson comes over here to Van Kirk. Van Kirk left side of the lane, puts it on the floor, dribbles out near the 10-second line. Now to Jackson, dribble penetration to the top of the arc, out to Bruckman for three. Shot is up there, she buries it. Cammy Bruckman hits a three-pointer. Bruckman now with 21 in the ball game. Hastings with an 82-77 lead with 3:10 to play in regulation. Here's Bailey Morris with the ball. Left-handed dribble into the offensive zone. She works against Jackson. Takes off down the right side of the lane. Her scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tipped and is picked up by Van Kirk. Van Kirk on the dribble back the other way. Gets the pass ahead. That's Frankie Peterson down in the corner. Cross-court pass goes to Van Kirk for three. Shot good. Three-pointer by Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk now with 18. And the Broncos have an 8-point lead. 85-77. So some big buckets down the stretch here for the Hastings College offense. Here's Conahan with the ball. Conahan now to Pikes on the near sideline. Dribbles it to the elbow. Hands it away to Helzer. Helzer now to Conahan. Conahan working against Bruckman. Comes out to Pikes. Dribbles the ball toward the goal. Can't go for the shot. Comes out to Bailey Morris. Her shot is up there and in. Her foot was on the line. Morris hits a long-range jumper. Morris now with 21. Hastings 85 and Concordia 80. 2:15 to play here in the ballgame. Abby Jackson goes to Van Kirk. Van Kirk on the dribble, moves it down in the baseline. Van Kirk puts up a 10-footer. Her shot for the baseline is good. Jamie Van Kirk all of a sudden is warming up. She's got 20 points in the ballgame, 7 here in the last couple of minutes. Here's a Morris with the ball. Morris comes over to Heiser. Heiser down in the low block on the right side, spins, puts up a shot. It's going to be good, and she is fouled into play by Van Kirk. Van Kirk gets hit with a personal foul. It's going to be Jamie's fourth. Going to the free throw line will be Kelsey Heiser, trying to make this a three-point play. Heiser now with 13 in the ball game. Hastings with a 6-point lead, 87-81. Heiser's free throw is up there. It is good. 87-82. Jamie Van Kirk with 7 points down the stretch here for the Broncos in the final couple of minutes of this ball game. Keeping Hastings in this thing, 87-82. Here's Zwiener. Her shot in the lane is good. Laurel Zwiener scores for the Broncos. She has got 23 in the ball game. That's a new season high for her. 89-82. Hastings with a 7-point lead, down to 90 seconds to play here in this one. With the basketball now is going to be Conahan. Conahan out to Pites. Comes over here to Pearson. Pearson drives the ball against Zwiener. Goes to the goal. Her shot is up there. No good. Well, Zwiener grabs the rebound. Off to Van Kirk. Van Kirk to the right sideline. That's going to be Abby Jackson. Jackson hustles into the forecourt. Jackson stops and pops. Hits it. Abby Jackson, a little 10-footer off of the right side of the lane. She's got 4 points. Hastings now with a 9-point lead. 91-82. Heiser from the corner. Shot good. Three-pointer. Kelsey Heiser nails a three-pointer from the deep right corner. She's got 17 in the ball game. Now we got a timeout. 53 seconds to play in the basketball game. We've got a timeout with a score. Hastings 91, Concordia 85.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings in Concordia. We got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. And earlier today in high school football action, the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals won their first ever state championship. Congratulations to Donovan Trumbull as they beat Aquinas Catholic by a score of 32-13 today. To capture the C2 State Championship down at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. 32-13, Donovan Trumbull winning today over Aquinas Catholic. The Hastings College women's basketball team with a lead here over Concordia. The score is 91-85. Hastings led 52-38 at halftime, led by 18 in the second half. Concordia has cut the lead to 2 points three different times here late in this ball game, but Hastings has maintained their lead. Jamie Van Kirk with 7 points during about a 3-minute stretch there. Now the Broncos will work against some pressure in backcourt. Here's Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk gets it to Frankie Peterson. Peterson drives it. Comes out here to Zwiener. Now with 38 seconds to play, 15 on the shot clock. Zwiener gets it in the hands of Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk just across the 10-second line, picked up by Tracy Pites. Van Kirk on the dribble, 6 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Breckman. Breckman runs into Van Kirk. Now the ball is stripped away and is picked up by Pearson. Pearson gets the ball ahead. Back in their offensive zone to Heiser. Down to Moore. She drives the ball down the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Bailey Moore is scoring there for Concordia. She's now got 23. A timeout here from Concordia. 15.4 seconds to play. We got ourselves a 4-point ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 91, Concordia 87.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings College women's basketball team trying to hang on down the stretch here. And with the way the schedules are set up this year, it's a home-and-home series for everybody throughout the 2013-2014 season. So we will see the Bulldogs later on this season in a meeting at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. 91-87, Hastings with a lead here over Concordia. The Broncos will inbound here in backcourt. Concordia is going to attack back here. In fact, all 10 players are into the backcourt now. And again, Drew Olson, the head coach for Concordia, questioning something down there in the defensive end for the Bulldogs. Hastings is going to inbound the ball. Sierra, nope, it's going to be Laurel Zwiener inbounding the ball here for Hastings in backcourt. 15.4 seconds to play. Hastings with a 4-point lead, 91-87. Zwiener looking to inbound. Zwiener gets it in. That's Abby Jackson with the ball, and Abby is going to be fouled into play immediately. Jackson is going to be fouled into play here by Conahan. Conahan picks up her third, so now Abby Jackson goes to the free throw line. She has not been there so far tonight. The former St. Cecilia Hawkettes, a 72% foul shooter, 13 out of 18 from the free throw line this year. She'll have two shots. Her first one is up there. That one is good. Jackson will have one more. It is now a 92-87 ball game. Here comes Heiser back in now for Concordia. 92-87. Hastings with a 5-point lead with 14.4 seconds to play. Abby Jackson will have one more free throw. It is up there, and that shot is going to be too strong, and the rebound comes down to Pearson, and a foul is going to be called. That's the last thing that Kerry Hofstetter wanted, and that's a foul to stop the clock and allow Concordia to score with the clock stopped. That's going to be the fifth personal foul on Frankie Peterson, so she fouls out of the ball game now with 12.7 seconds remaining in regulation. She leads with 8 points. She did not score in the second half of play. So Frankie Peterson is out. Coming back into the ball game for Hastings is going to be Sierra Williamson. 12.7 seconds to play here in the second half. Hastings now with a 5-point lead, 92-87. And going to the free throw line will be Jessica Pearson for Concordia. She is 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. This will be two shots. Everybody is over the 10 foul limit here in the latter stages of this ball game. But Jessica Pearson will toe the mark here for Concordia. Puts it up there. Her shot's going to be good. She'll have one more. Pearson, a 5'10" junior out of Gibbon, Nebraska, has pulled the Bulldogs within 4 points now at 92-88. Here comes the second one. It's up there. It is good. So she hits a Paris, 92-89, a 3-point lead. Hastings will inbound the ball, and it gets away from Jackson out of bounds. Hastings turns the ball away with 11.7 seconds to play. The 15th turnover on Hastings. Inbounding the ball to Abby Jackson, and she lost it. 11.7 seconds to play. 92-89 is the score. Hastings with a 3-point lead. And now Concordia is going to inbound the ball here on the near sideline in their offensive zone. Now the officials are going to confer. And they're going to inbound the ball underneath their own basket. So Pints will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. They'll get things in down in the corner to Conahan. 10 seconds to go. Conahan has got the ball picked up by Breckman. Conahan comes out on top. That's Heiser with the ball. Heiser for three. Shot is up there. It's off the left side. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Zwiener, and she's fouling the play with 0.7 seconds to play. Heiser's throwing up a three-pointer there, and she misses. Laurel Zwiener got the rebound, and she is fouling the play. And now Hastings is going to go to the free throw line. Zwiener will go to the line. Laurel Zwiener has got 23 points in the ball game tonight. She has 9 out of 13 from the free throw line. She'll have two shots here. Laurel will basically put it in the win column here for the Broncos as Zwiener looks up there. The shot is good. Hastings now with a 4-point lead with 0.7 seconds to go here in this basketball game, nearly coughing up an 18-point lead in this ball game here tonight. As Zwiener's second shot is up there, it's going to be good. Concordia plays it in. That's the ball game. Hastings picks up a big, big road win here tonight in women's college basketball, knocking off the number 5 preseason-ranked team in the NAIA Division II ranks. A team that has been a major force in the Great Plains Athletic Conference the past couple of years. Hastings survives here tonight as they beat Concordia. Final score, Hastings 94, Concordia 89. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHIS.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Walls Arena in Seward here tonight. Hastings College women's basketball team, they survive here tonight as they hold off a late charge from Concordia to beat the Bulldogs by the final score of 94-89. So Hastings improves to 7 wins and 2 losses on the season. More importantly, they're 2-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Concordia is now 6-2 on the season as the Bulldogs drop to 2 wins and 1 loss in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings out of the gates in a hurry here tonight. In fact, in the first 4.5 minutes of the ball game, Hastings had a 12-2 lead. After they got out of the gates, hit a couple of three-pointers. Frankie Peterson had the hot hand early for the Broncos, hitting 2 3-pointers in the first 4.5 minutes. Hastings got out to a 14-point lead by halftime, 52-38. Their biggest lead of the contest was 18 points at 58-40. And then Concordia, like all good teams do, they made a second-half run. They pulled within 2 points a couple of times, 75-73, 77-75, and 79-77. With 11.7 seconds to play, Hastings was inbounding the ball with a three-point lead, 92-89. Concordia forced a turnover. They got the ball. Kelsey Heiser then threw up a three-point field goal attempt with about 2 seconds to play in the ball game. It was no good. It was rebounded by Laurel Zwiener, who went to the other end of the floor, and she hit a couple of free throws to seal up the win as Hastings College wins it tonight over Concordia by the score of 94-89. We'll come back and check the scoring and the shooting numbers as we continue with Bronco basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. For now.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Walls Arena in Seward tonight. Women's college basketball in the books for the night. Hastings College knocking off Concordia by a score of 94-89. Hastings getting big performances tonight from Jamie Van Kirk, Laurel Zwiener, Cammy Bruckman, all with 20 points plus. Laurel Zwiener had 25 points in the basketball game tonight. She was 11 out of 15 from the free throw line, 7 field goals in the contest tonight. Zwiener is season high, 25 points. Jamie Van Kirk came up with 20 points in the ball game. She had 13 in the first half, and Jamie scored 7 points during about a 2 to 2.5 minute stretch there at the crucial point of the time in the second half as Van Kirk ends up with 20 points in the ball game. Cammy Bruckman had 21 for Hastings College. The Broncos had 3 players hit in double figures tonight, led by a season high 25 by Laurel Zwiener, 21 from Cammy Bruckman, and 20 for Jamie Van Kirk. The other scorers for Hastings, Autumn Zenon contributed 8 points to the win tonight. Frankie Peterson, she had 8 points. She fouled out with 12.7 seconds to play. Sarah Williamson had 5 points. Abby Jackson had 5 points tonight. Alex Edwards had 2 points. For Concordia, they were led by Bailey Morris and Kristen Conahan, each with 23 tonight. Jessica Pearson had 10. Kelsey Heiser had 17. The other scorers, Tracy Pites ended up with 8 points. Ashley Kuntz had 4. And Becky Mueller, she had 3 points in the basketball game here tonight. So Hastings College wins it by a score of 94-89 tonight. Checking the final shooting numbers in the ball game. Hastings College ended up shooting 52% for the ball game tonight. After hitting only 30% last Saturday up in Sioux City against Morningside, Hastings connected on 28 out of 53 field goals tonight, for 52.8%. Concordia was 28 out of 60 in this ball game for 46.7%. The Broncos knocked down 8 out of 16 from three-point territory for 50%. Concordia was only 4 out of 16 for 25%. On free throws, Hastings 16 out of 30 tonight for 71.4%. Concordia was 29 out of 33 for 87%. The rebounds, dead even tonight. Hastings had 34. Concordia had 34. The Broncos had 10 offensive rebounds and 24 on defense. Concordia had 9 offensive rebounds and 25 on defense. So the rebounds even at 34 apiece. Hastings ended up with a total of 17 turnovers in the ball game tonight, 13 turnovers for Concordia. The Broncos had 6 block shots and 8 steals. Concordia had 2 block shots and 11 steals. Hastings College winning it here tonight by a score of 94-89. So we check some of the other statistics here. Laurel Zwiener, she had a double-double in the ball game tonight. Zwiener had 25 points and 14 rebounds. Tammy Bruckman had 21 points and 2 rebounds. Jamie Van Kirk had 20 points and 5 rebounds for the Broncos. Meanwhile, for Concordia, their leading rebounder in this basketball game tonight was Jessica Pearson, as she comes up with 8 boards in the contest. But Hastings College picking up a big, big win on the road tonight in women's college basketball as they knock off the Concordia Bulldogs by the score of 94-89. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll check in with Hastings College men's basketball coach Bill Gabers as the Broncos get ready to take the floor here tonight in game number 2 of our basketball doubleheader. We'll take a break and come back in about a minute. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHIS.